Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, it is. It's going to be. I'm Adam Carolla. This is my show. Dave Damaschek is here. He's doing sports. Rachel Perry is here. She's doing news as well as entertainment news.
What up?
Couple things, and then we got a wake-up call to try again. This is golden. Breska, producer Breska called Stoner Bill, who saves greyhounds, allegedly. I swear he just says that to get laid. I wish I knew that.
Yeah,
all those years I was talking about swinging a hammer or working construction, I thought would get me some tail. Saving greyhounds, working with retarded dolphins would be my number one
I don't think he really
job.
Works. I actually spoke to him yesterday, and he was like, dude, I was up till 4 in the morning with my band that was drumming, and that's why I didn't get to the phone. But I'll put the phone right next to my head this time.
Yeah.
I bet that plays big, though, in the stoner community, the saving of dogs. You know, like that, they seem to go hand in hand, the hippie sort of mentality. Yes?
Any
that's
animal.
That's cool, dude. Really cool. You're saving some animals, another one of the creatures of the earth.
I don't know when dogs needed rescuing. It seemed like it started about 8 years ago. They were doing fine for several million years, and then all of a sudden we had to rescue them. And again, you going down to a kennel or a pound or wherever you go and giving someone $39 and then dropping them off at your friend's house isn't really saving them. The day the dog is hanging from a cliff or in something that's burning and you go in after it, that's saving, rescuing greyhounds.
Well, they needed to be rescued, Ace, from the world's most dangerous animal.
Man.
Correct.
That's right.
That's right.
The ultimate prey. The ultimate prey, as I've learned from watching 80s movies. The ultimate prey, man. For me, I have rhino. It's my ultimate prey. Anything that can take out the quarter panel of a Land Rover, more ultimate prey-y than a guy. And here's the thing. You know, they always do that thing where they go like, gentlemen, today we hunt the ultimate prey. Man. Okay, we're going to give you a 20-minute head start. Now, you don't have to give the ultimate prey a 20-minute head start.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? An unarmed man is not much. I don't know where unarmed man ranks on the sort of animal, prey chart, but it's probably somewhere next to, like, chinchilla.
Yeah.
Probably about even with chinchilla.
We genetically lost all of our dangerous aspects.
We got
teeth,
nothing.
Nails.
But I'll tell you what we do have. We have cunning.
Yes.
That's what
wit.
We have.
Wit.
We have wit. And according to these movies, we're able to make 200 foot of vine in about 10 minutes and then sling it across the top of a tree and put a counterweight and bend the fulcrum over and lure somebody right into our noose and pull them upside down. And then have that thing I always want to have where I have the conversation. You have to make sure when you pull the guy upside down, he's hanging at your eye level.
Yeah.
So you can pop up and talk to him while he's inverted. And he's scared S-less.
Yeah.
That's what we can do.
Or if he's your chum, you know, and you're saving him, he's falling off the cliff. High percentage of guys falling and their chum at the last moment can reach out and catch him, you know, forearm to forearm. Or the faller is able to catch by his fingertips, catch
right.
himself just before he falls to his
right.
death. Then his friend comes along and they have a conversation. And great strength, too, to pull a friend up, you know, to save his life.
Listen, I know man is not, even though we're the ultimate prey, not capable of that after playing basketball with Shaq for a number of years. We couldn't.
Ouch.
Well, I include myself into this group.
People
screwing up four-yard chest pass, you know, just 4 feet away, a little chest pass, bounces right off the guy's sternum, dribbles out of bounds. That whole grabbing a vine after falling 200 feet or grabbing a shrub, not going to happen. 866-901-ADAM. Speaking of dogs, I was walking my dog yesterday. My wife left me one of those notes is in the dog's voice. You know what I'm talking about? Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Welcome home. I need to be taken for a walk. You know this ploy? I was confused at first. Look at Molly's penmanship. Better than mine. She misspelled walk, but hey, she's a dog. I was alarmed later when I found out I was a human who spelled it with an O.
But, and that you were married to that human.
And then I was stupid enough to marry that stupid human.
And but procreate.
Theoretically. The point is, hey, Daddy, could you take me for a walk? So I thought, all right, well, if the dog was going to take the time to write a note, I should. Nothing ever complimentary on the note. Thanks for the food, looking good. How's the radio gig going? Been listening.
Yeah, why'd he wait all this time to let you know that he was capable of writing penmanship?
Yeah, but now she steps up, leaves me the note.
Molly, 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 no ace in there. But...
I take her for a walk, and she does this. So a bunch of things. First off, I live in one of those neighborhoods that doesn't have a sidewalk, which means you either live in a really good neighborhood or a really crappy neighborhood.
Which one is it?
It's a good neighborhood, which is good. But no sidewalk means, hey, you're living in some palace up in the hills, or it means you just there's no road. Or like my dad's old place in North Hollywood, there's just this sort of crumbled asphalt just sort of melts into the dead lawn. But anyway, I was walking the dog. The first thing you have that thing is the old guy driving the car who acts like you sprinted across his living room. You know, that guy, like, hey, what the hell is going? You're 2 feet from the edge. Now, there's no sidewalk. There's just sort of where the street ends. You're not going to walk with 1 foot in somebody's shrub. You're just sort of pressed up against the thing. But the old guy in the beige Taurus comes around the corner and has a, Jesus Mother Pearl, the hell? I don't know what happens. You turn 65 and you have a sort of permanently painted on puss. You know that's what the heck is? You know, like somebody just broke wind in your car. Just you're driving around. People can't do their business. Like, yeah, old man. It's 2 p.m. and a guy who lives in the neighborhood is taking his dog out for a walk.
What's he doing? What's a 60-year-old man doing racing through your neighborhood? High-class neighborhood.
That's a better question.
And why is it that people are constantly getting angry at you for doing things when you're in public spaces?
Yeah.
Like when I went to the Rose Bowl. This happens to me at every football game I go to. I go to get in to my seat, and the people who are sitting at the end of the aisle always say something like, why didn't you go the other way? And they say it under their breath.
Yeah.
You know, like as if I knew that it was shorter the other way.
Yeah, what?
Because I come here all the time.
I know. Just you fly the Southwest flight on rare, painful occasion. You have a couple of your buddies with you. There's no assigned seating. You see somebody just sitting solo, and they're not sitting in a Barca lounger in the center of the plane, fully reclined. They're just in the same 128 seats that everyone else is in. And you do that thing where you go, hey, miss, or hey, buddy, you think you'd swap seats with me so me and my buddies can be together? You just hear all the air come out of them. Oh, they're so put off. The whole 49 minutes to Vegas, they have to sit in the same goddamn seat 3 feet over from where they were. And I'd rather them not do it than make the punctured tire sound. Oh, so put off. And here's the thing, everybody. I know you do that because you think it's going to elicit some response from us where we're going to be like, oh, man, yeah, hey, sorry, buddy. I really feel for you. Let me buy you a beer. I get livid. I'm like, please drop the attitude. It's nothing. It's a zero. As a matter of fact, it feels good to do nice things when it doesn't cost you a penny or anything. You know, when you're sitting at a four-way stop sign and somebody pulls up and you pull up the other direction, if you're looking at a road map or talking on yourself, well, give the guy the wave. It actually feels good. You needed a few minutes. They think you're doing them a solid and everyone's cool. It's one of those win-win things. It's nice. I mean, it's one thing if you're donating $5,000 to the hurricane relief, at least that stings a little bit. But there are rare occasions when somebody's got a roller skate and you got a key and it works out just perfectly. And they're all just thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're like, nah, I was giving it away anyway. Or I didn't need it. Or I need a couple extra minutes. Or take it, it's yours. Or I, you know, enjoy. Mazel tov, as Dave's people would say. But that thing where everyone has to be put off and bent out of shape, the same old guy does it when he's walking and you're driving the car up in the hills. He's got that as if you're one of the Duke boys. Like your car, you just have your 70 CUDA sideways around the corner and your half brother's hanging his head out with a cowboy hat just waving around. You have like a young Gary Busey, just head hung out. Yeah! beer cans flying everywhere. Same look, even though you're just driving at 18 miles an hour. What the heck? The hell?
And they get the laser lock on you, too, and their eyes don't leave you.
I'm going to remember you, buddy. I'm like Orca. I never forget.
And the guy on the Southwest flight, too, you get the double whammy from him. He's like, would you mind, I got some friends here with me. We want to sit next to each other. Do you mind moving up one row? You get the...
Yeah.
And you sheepishly, as they get up, thank you. And they go, no problem.
Yeah, it's sarcastic, no problem.
You're welcome.
That makes me mad.
Half the people, like the old guy acts like he was in his living room watching television. You just drove your car through his living room. That's basically what he looks at. His street, his neighborhood. I don't know what happens at a certain point. It's probably about that time you stop paying taxes when you ironically think you own all the city streets and parks and everything that has any municipality you own. The guy's camped out at the park. It's his park. It's ironic that the people who pay zero taxes lay claim to all the stuff that we pay for, whether it's the library, whether it's the weirdo at the library at noon on a Tuesday, or the guys that are just perpetually camped out. You can never get a basketball hoop or a baseball diamond at the park because they're constantly there playing. Never pay 1 cent in taxes. Ironically, whoever pays the most in taxes, if he wants to show up at the park and get in on the hoops game, he's run out of town. He doesn't get to play. I think there should be owner. It's sort of kibbutzy right now. I think it should be like timeshare. Like, yeah. Look, a-holes, I pay for 90% of this park. Clear out. I want to play some softball.
You're advocating the caste system, then, that
yes.
we learned about in social studies
yes.
in 7th grade.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They say that's a bad thing. I say no.
Right.
Well, here's what I say about the caste.
How say you?
Here's how I say. I say this. Think about how Vegas works. Just think about Las Vegas, speaking of that Southwest flight with the a-hole with the air slowly coming out of him. Yeah, and the double one. Shh. And a, okay. One.
Out,
yeah, that
and then
guy.
Back in.
That guy.
Out.
Yeah, like, we're not asking you to get out of a love seat and sit in a thimble to Vegas. It's the exact same seat, you a-hole. Now stop it. But here's how it works in Vegas, and this is how I want this country to run. In Vegas, if you're a high roller, I mean, if you show up and you part with some money, they send a plane for you, and they comp you a suite, right?
Yeah.
If you just want to play nickel slots, you maybe get a watered-down highball, but that's about it because, obviously, you're not feeding the coffers. If you're not bringing money in, then you just get what you put in. I say if you pay over a certain amount in taxes, you get your own fireman. You get to throw garbage out the window of your car. You get no parking tickets, and you get to use the diamond over at the park.
Yeah, get the drive 30 miles an hour faster than everyone else.
Oh, 30. When did it go down to 30? Oh, 30 is just, that's in school
zones. That's a starting off.
Oh, okay,
right,
yeah,
right.
But on the highway.
Right.
It's at least double. All right, we got things to do. Anyway, geez, I was walking the dog. I can't even get to all my stuff. Let's do a wake up. Here's the point. My dog took two craps.
What are you feeding him?
Two craps. The ultimate prey.
Babies.
Yeah, I don't know why she does that. And by the way, you call her he. That's fine with me. I don't get into that stuff. Oh, it's a he.
Oh,
it's
right.
a she. But the Molly's a clue. But the point is
sorry.
It doesn't matter. I don't. I'm not into one of these things.
I don't have to check. That's
it's,
the thing.
It's an it. I'm not. I don't want to assign a sexuality to my dog anyway because I do a lot of
do you ever
things
do that,
with
though?
It.
When people are, you're like, oh, you meet someone's dog. You're like, oh, what is it? And then you kind of do the glance underneath.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, we really need to establish that because a boat is a she. And an airplane
car too.
Is a she. Cars can be a she. But pets, nobody seems to... That's a coin toss on the he-she thing.
I feel like dogs are always he and cats are always she.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know?
I'll go along with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, took the dog, took him out for a walk. Took Molly. Him out for a walk. It, as I prefer to call her, takes a nice, solid... I don't know, a lump of, I mean, it was a person size number two.
You bring a baggie?
I brought One baggie.
Ooh.
One baggie. This is the problem. I should have the belt with the dispenser on it, much like the ice cream man wears with the change, but I just have Ziploc bags on it. But I brought the baggie, and the dog did what a 190-pound guy would do camping. That was about what she laid down, and I picked that up and threw it away, and then, of course, 200 yards up the road, the dog had to stop again, of course, right in front of a guy who was in his car, inexplicably just sitting in his car with the window rolled down. I don't know who these people are. I see them all the time. It's unclear whether they're eating lunch or they're stalking an old girlfriend or they're just on their lunch break. It's that guy who just sits in his car. You see him up in the hills sometimes. You see him parked off the streets. I mean, what is he doing in there? It appears to be something, but it's never clear what it is. He's probably taking lunch, but he's not eating lunch. He's doing some work, but he's not really on the clock. He's not up to anything nefarious, but if the boss found him, he'd be pissed. It's somewhere in between that, and he's just sitting there. It's the same guy. It's a white guy. He's in his late 30s, early 40s. He's driving a decent car, but it's not a nice car. The window's down, and he's parked. And he doesn't appear to hear any radio or anything coming through. And it's the world's laziest stakeout. He's in front of a house, but if you lived in that house, you would know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a guy sitting out there. But he doesn't appear to be up to anything, but yet it's Tuesday and it's 1:45. What are you doing parked in your car? But there's that guy.
Is he waiting for someone?
Evidently he's waiting for my dog to drop another number two.
Deuce.
Yeah, which may become a number three the second time. I haven't done the math. But there's that guy sitting there. So now he's observing the whole thing. And, of course, it's on the neighbor's lawn. And then I got to do that move where even though I don't have my baggie because I know I just spent it 100 yards ago, I have to reach for something. I got to do that move. Hey, what do we got here? And I started to think, how many times in my life have I done that? Let me see what we got here, knowing full well there was nothing in anything. You know what I mean? Where you're reaching for the tip, the valet guy, whatever it is. There's that point where you can't admit, well, I left the house like an idiot with no money, or I left the house without another bag, or I left that. But you have to do that move. Well, hey, where is it? I kicked the baggies in these pants, so let me just check. Evidently, someone has removed them. I had a whole full cache of baggies before I left the house, but gone now. Yeah, so you do that move, and you'll even do it twice. Where is that thing? It's a time buyer. Well, I got to think here. What am I going to kick this stuff out on the street? Does he see? What is he doing, by the way? Maybe it's worse than what I'm doing.
You should have gone for the full commit and knocked on his window. Do you have a bag?
Window down.
You go up to his window, and he's just finished his sandwich, and you say, "Can I take? Can I have that plastic bag? You're done with it." Well, thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, he just got done killing the folks that lived in the house he's in front of, but he's still put off by me asking for his baggie. But I just did the thing where I just stood there and then probably reached for a third time for these baggies. And I'm wearing I'm not wearing cargo pants with 70 pockets and a sweat jacket or anything. I'm just wearing a pair of shorts that barely have two pockets, but I keep reaching into the same pocket. After I stand there long enough and realize he doesn't care, we just move on.
You do the act like like you're a performer in a musical or something. Like you do the huge gesticulations, like the big shrug.
Yeah.
Shoulder and hands go in the air. I don't know what happened. And then you start to sing a song about it.
Yes, that was me. Man of La Crapa. We will take ourselves a little break. We were going to tell stories and do a wake-up call. We had all sorts of things planned, and then my dog made a kiki. All right, we'll be back. We'll do our wake-up call. And we have entertainment news.
Hollywood Happenings is next.
What's that?
Hollywood Happenings
next. Everything.
Molly should write that guy's guy an apology note.
Well, I hope she wasn't listening. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Oh, boy.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, that guy didn't sound high or drunk or methadone. Phone number 1-866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. We attempted to do a wake-up call yesterday, but the stoner, you know, for the same reason you want to talk to people, it's really the same reason it's hard to get a hold of them. We want a colorful guy. We wanted a stoner. We wanted a guy who saved thin dogs. And that evidently was Bill from San Diego, so we thought we'd give him a wake-up call. He didn't answer the phone, but we'll try it again today. So, push up line one. I will oftentimes dial phone numbers in a way that doesn't reflect the way they were written down just because they're rhythmically better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to do that. Mitch.
Yeah, hello?
Mitch results. Hey, Bill?
Yeah.
Sleepy Bill?
Oh, hey, Adam.
Hey, Bill. It sounds like you're acting. It doesn't sound like you're actually asleep.
No, I woke up.
You woke up. Yeah, you woke up an hour ago.
No.
You took a shower and then you pretended to be sleepy when I called.
Nope. I wish I could say that's true, but it's not.
What were you just dreaming about?
Airplane crashes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Recurring.
What happened?
The reoccurring dreams.
Yeah. I have that one where I ask an a-hole on a Southwest flight to move one seat over, and he... Okay. It just keeps happening over and over again. So you're dreaming about airplane crashes. Are you going to save... What are you saving, Greyhounds?
Yeah, we take them out of Mexico.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Bring them to a town called Lakeside.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of San Diego here.
What do you do with them? Cut them up, use them for chum? Yeah.
No, I pretty much just pick up their crap all day.
Yeah. Yeah, my dog's a dual bagger. Hey, listen.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm sorry I missed the
That's all right. That's all right.
I was downstairs with my landlord, and we were banging drums.
Really? 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Well, he's got electronic drum sets.
Oh, yeah. Still, the notion of Synsonics anytime before noon is nauseating. To me, that's like someone just blowing cigar smoke in my face and asking me if I want more chicken livers. It's 6 a.m. Him with the doo-doo, shoot-doo,
shrimp scampi sounds delicious at 7:30 at night, but not, you know.
Not 6 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. All right. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, man.
What kind of bed you on? You on a bed? I'm picturing something that folds out.
No, I'm on
futon.
No, it's like a slate.
It's like a what?
It's a slate bed.
Slate bed.
Yeah, you know.
It actually has a slab underneath the mattress.
Yeah, I got the whole thing, man. I'm gonna.
Okay. What do you do for money, Bill?
I pretty much just do whatever comes around, you know.
All right, so it's pretty much just removing the heroin balloons that are stuffed inside the Greyhounds you bring over from Mexico. That's just,
oh, yeah,
believe me, I'm on to you.
No, they're
nobody
not
sounds
mules,
like
man.
You is interested in saving dogs.
No, man, they're not mules. I used to live on a dog sanctuary, man. I used to take care of 64 dogs on 160 acres.
Yeah, let me tell you the way the dogs looked at it. One, a human sanctuary. Loser, yeah. Bill was living in their dog area. That's the way they looked at it. So they flipped it. I wonder if animals do that. We got one fat lesbian chick living on our farm. She looks at it as a dog farm. They look at it as one. They have one fat lesbian chick in captivity. All right.
All right, hey, man.
Bill?
Thanks for the wake-up.
Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You guys are the bomb. Hey, man, you're the funniest guy on the West Coast, you and Jimmy Kimmel.
Thank you.
No problem. Take care, man.
All right. Wow. Bill. Bill, I can't figure Bill out. He's a Rubik's Cube.
Who wakes up at 6 a.m. to go bang on some drums with your landlord?
I think you don't go to bed, but Matthew McConaughey, I would say, would be the answer. But then you don't go to bed is how you wake up at 6 a.m. to bang on drums.
Speaking of Matthew McConaughey, I do have some. He was honored last night at the People's Choice Awards.
Saw that.
Yeah. I'm Rachel Perry. It's now time for the Hollywood Happenings.
Yeah.
Wow, do I have some news for you today. Oh, boy. All right, let's start with the People's Choice Awards. Of course, CBS last night, Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer Garner both won multiple awards. Johnny Depp, favorite movie star. Brad Pitt, favorite leading man. Favorite movie, Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith. I'm not going to name all the awards. You can look that up.
Hold on. Dave just plotzed. That's exciting.
Well,
right, for
I'm
you?
Pleased to hear it. Was I a huge fan
yes.
of Episode 3?
Do you go to every no. premiere with your sister?
Yes. Does that mean that we have do some untoward things with one another?
That would be a step up in the dignity department. It really would. Nice step up. Incest or... Go to every
it's
premiere
nice
of Star
thing.
Wars.
It started as when I was a seven-year-old child.
Did you kiss on the lips of your sister?
Should have ended there.
I'm not
ended there.
That.
There are many
what?
Things
Don't
we
be coy.
Did. I used to take a bath with my sister, but I knocked that off in my early 30s.
I'm not going to apologize.
To
no,
you or anyone
those,
else?
That's one of those family things. Some people,
that's
some families
right.
kiss on the lips.
Not me.
I'm secretly jealous. You've met part of my family, you understand. I think Rachel and I both. You'll find us lashing out against you because you're clearly bonded with yours. And
so be it. It's nice. We can see movies together.
Right.
I don't. Do I kiss any family members on the lips? No, I do not.
All right. Let me ask this. Depp wins... Male celebrity or just celebrity? Or one of
no,
them was like action? Or
favorite movie star is Johnny Depp. Favorite leading man is Brad Pitt.
I see.
Favorite male action star, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I got to first thank my stuntman, Mark Norby, who always makes sure that these things that I get to do are as safe as possible, and he does the ones that I look at and go, no, in way, man. So also... Sahara was the first production. Yes, I. Let my production company, Just Keep Living Productions, got to produce. It was the first major motion feature that we were producers on.
Yeah. Just Keep Living.
Just Keep Living is the motto that I do my best to navigate.
All right. I've heard enough of that. Let me explain something I think that goes on not only in Hollywood but just in society at large. There are smart people and they're dumb people, and then once in a while there are people that sort of look smart, but it turns out they're dumb. And then once in a while there's people like Big Tad who are, well, you can do the math. But the point is Matthew McConaughey, who I've met, who's been on Loveline and sat around. Yeah. Oh, you did the joint. Now you should do two bongs. Not the pipe, not the joint. Do three bongs. Can you do a three bonger? Yeah. Perfect. Matthew McConaughey, and I think there's a lot of other male celebrities that are this way, are very nice looking, and they have a good sort of earthy whateverness to them that makes people think they're in touch. Probably average intelligence at best.
High intelligence, not necessarily necessary for
not when you this. Not when you look like that. But I think what it is there are certain, especially male celebrities, that because of their cool factor or just because of the it factor, because of their overall vibe, we say, wow, these guys are brilliant. I mean, these guys are cool. These guys have something going on. Turns out, not too much going on upstairs. They look like they have something going on. They have the right vibe. They dress the right way. They
smile.
Have the right look, the right smile. Some of it is physical, and then another part is just what's in their eyes, but not much going on. I mean, but behind everything, probably a guy who just works at a auto parts counter over at the Kragen. That mentality-wise, but so much going on. I believe there are certain guys like this. And I'm not calling them stupid, but wouldn't call them smart either.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
Thank you.
So, of course, Brokeback Mountain, big movie this year.
Sure.
Jake Gyllenhaal, one of the stars here, has something very important to say about some of the issues.
You shouldn't judge something until you've experienced it. And it's unfortunate to take away that experience from people who might want to see it.
Of course, he was talking about the...
Dudes making out?
No, the... you would think. But, yeah. No, he's talking about it being pulled out of a Utah movie theater.
Oh, really?
The movie. Remember I told you yesterday?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. if I had a movie, if I released a movie, I would hope that somebody did something like that. You lose it on one screen, yet you get so much publicity and so many people are outraged. And then there's that curiosity, like at the museum when you're a kid and it says, do not touch. You just have to touch that statue. You know what I'm saying?
Duh.
Yeah. So I say it's a mitzvah to the Brokeback Mountaineers.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Like how we keep... You know, I keep wanting to play the Kevin Federline song.
Yeah.
Terrible. Okay, so this is the big news.
Hmm.
It's confirmed. We've been speculating for weeks now. Angelina Jolie, pregnant. Oski Wee! Why are you playing that?
There we go. Yeah.
It deserves
right.
some sort of random celebration.
Third time's a charm.
And I think that, in general, was the sort of celebration it deserved.
So she had a Laotian child put up her, or she's actually pregnant? Because I think that's the only way she's going to give birth.
Actually pregnant. Confirmed by representatives of both her and Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's involved in this.
That's him?
You know what? It doesn't say.
Not confirmed.
No, that's not confirmed.
Interesting.
Could be anyone at this point.
Man.
We'll have to wait and see. That'll be breaking news in the weeks to come.
That is that's good genes right there.
Lindsay Lohan pissed.
Yeah.
Actually, appalled is the correct word. She's appalled by the Vanity Fair article, which said that she was bulimic and that she dabbled in drugs in a statement released to Teen People magazine. She denied having bulimia and said, the words that I gave to the writer for Vanity Fair were misused and misconstrued, and I'm appalled with the way it was done. Vanity Fair stands by their story.
You know, when I've had an ass full of celebrities who hold press conferences explaining that they want to be left alone, maybe you shouldn't have the goddamn press conference. I've had an ass full of Lindsay Lohan because it's 2 years of her saying, hey, man, I want to make my movies, and then I just want to be like you. I want to go about my business. I want to go have my lunch. I want to drive my car. I want to do my shopping. And could I please have my privacy? Could I please be left alone? And she keeps getting in car crashes and everything. Meanwhile, she's trumpeting this from a mountain. She's doing a two-part series on Extra about being left alone. Just go ahead. Stop going to every goddamn premiere. Stop walking down every red carpet. Stop crashing your car into guys with cameras. Stop all that crap. You know, you think about it, you go, well, she's a big celebrity. But you know what? There are people like Jodie Foster, and the list goes on and on. You can't really think of them because they're out of it. Jodie Foster, one of the biggest stars around a few years back, decided she wanted to hang out with her life partner and raise her adopted child, and so she did. And you never saw her on anything. You never saw her in any tabloids. You never saw her on Entertainment Tonight. Lindsay Lohan pops up on everything saying, I want to be left alone. You want to be left alone? You can be left alone. You obviously don't want to be left alone. You do like the part where you get to have it both ways. You get this. You get to be a victim and say, I'm such a big celebrity, no one will leave me alone. And you get to be a celebrity at the same time and be out there constantly.
Well, one, Lindsay Lohan's one of the people that actually is pretty forthright about saying that, you know we need the media and we do these things and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the people. It's the same sort of person as the one who wears black lipstick and powders, a guy who wears black lipstick.
Don't judge me.
Face,
don't judge.
Tattoos.
Don't judge.
And piercings.
You don't know the
face.
Man. What? Don't judge me.
You look at them. You look at them because they look this way, and then they give you that stink eye like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. And why? Because you've done this to yourself. So, to solicit my looks.
I couldn't get a job at the Blockbuster just because I wear a cage on my head with an iguana in it.
Weirdo.
People judging because I have a plate in my lip. Size of a hubcap.
And as far as I understand from you,
multiple
you can't judge.
No, you can't. It's impossible to judge.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah. One
got
more?
Got some birthdays for you.
Ooh, exciting. Go ahead.
You want? I'll just give you three.
All right.
They're the only three I care about, except for Kim Coles,
yeah.
Who's 40 today.
Proud woman.
I give you a list of three celebrities. Mm-hmm. You are going to tell me who's older.
All right.
Mary J. Blige.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Peet.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Dumont, who is the guitarist from No Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
White guy.
Mm-hmm.
White guy.
I know Tom. I'm going to put him at the bottom. Maybe the elder statesman of No Doubt, but still a youngish man.
I agree so far.
I'll put Mary J. at the top.
I agree completely.
Tom and Amanda could probably flip and flop, possibly. I mean, Amanda Peet 30. She's getting 30, 35, 36.
That's exactly where I'm thinking, 34 to 36, right?
And let's not forget, Tragic Kingdom came out like 11 years ago. Maybe it was even around for a year before it became a hit. So, I mean, if, even if he was 25 at the time, he could be a trick question. Him and Amanda could flip-flop. I'm going Mary J.
Tell me oldest.
Mary J., Tom, Amanda.
Okay, wait.
Mary J., Tom, Amanda.
So Mary J. is the oldest.
Yes, yes.
No.
I got my Tom and Amanda flipped out, didn't I?
I knew the Mary J. was going to throw you, though.
Really?
She's actually younger than Tom. Tom's 38, mm-hmm. Mary J., 35, Amanda Pete, 34.
Wow. Damn. That Mary J.'s done a lot of living for 35. We got to take ourselves a break. Nice job, Rachel Perry, with her entertainment news. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Was outraged that wasn't Molly. Hey, everybody. Just talking to you about my dog. Barracuda Networks. Barracuda Spam Firewall. I'm telling you. It's nothing worse than hopping on your computer looking. For me, I look up biblical passages, but other people, I imagine, look up anything on a computer. I guess you can. I've not used for anything else than studying the good book. And then some spam hits you. Pow. It's enough to make you want to say fudge. Barracuda Network Spam Firewall eliminates spam and viruses within minutes. For free evaluation, contact Barracuda Networks at 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. That's all you got to do. Or log on to BarracudaNetworks.com. Yes, use that computer, that precious computer, and go to BarracudaNetworks.com. Call now, 1-888-ANTI-SPAM.
You're listening to the Adam Carell Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yes, 866-901-ADAM. We're having a little laugh during the commercial. About commercials, one commercial I saw last night, I always think about, this was for a rental furniture place. You can rent yourself a sofa, rent yourself an end table, rent a television set, and I think, oh, all right. And then I think, wait a minute, who rents a dinette set? Do you understand? I mean, I understand office furniture. That's something else. Storage, whatever, racks, whatever you're storing film in a vault or something. Rent something. But a love seat? Who rents furniture? And could this work on your in your favor? You know, could you ever, would it ever possibly make sense to take a 24-inch Sony TV and pay $81 a month for it as opposed to just going down to Best Buy and spending $400 and taking it and owning it outright?
I do that. I rent my TV.
You do?
Well, it comes with the place that I just moved into, and you rent the plasma screen.
Oh, it's, really?
Yeah. And
how much?
$100 a month. For like
again,
a $6,000-$7,000 television, if you rent it, and they put it up, you don't have to deal with it.
But are you living in one of those sort of luxury whatevers that foxy chicks live in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that work? A lot of other foxes in the building?
You know what? I just barely moved in. I haven't even slept
Check
there yet.
Check it out.
I'll look. There's famous
yet.
People there, though. Maybe.
Oh, really?
What's his face?
Lohan?
No.
McConaughey?
No, a Marley.
Oh, one Ziggy?
No. And wait, who's that? No, I'll think of it. I'll tell you later.
All right.
Perhaps it would be best, Ace, if we paid Rachel a visit then.
Yeah.
If it's populated by foxes.
Oh, yes.
If the foxes run free in this place, that's the place for you and me.
Yeah. We'll wait for the summer.
I'm sorry. And you know what? That just...
We'll head down to the pool.
I was just telling you why I rent
what
television.
Else? What else do you rent in there? Is it everything? Is it paper towels?
I've been thinking about
cutlery?
Renting the paper towels.
I'm just saying, you see these. First off, everything looks horrible. Secondly, somebody died on it. That's always nice. Yeah, that love seat. Yeah, morbidly obese guy died on that several weeks ago. Don't worry, we had it deloused. Now you can have it for $118 a month. But I just think how could this strategy ever work out? And then the next commercial I saw was one for one of these it was like Valtrex or something for herpes. You know, you see these commercials. Anytime you see a hot chick kickboxing in a gym alone, it's like, okay, what has she got? She's got something. It's not a commercial for kickboxing. I know that right now. It's something going on with her crotch, and she's showing you how independent she is by renting out a gym, putting a floodlight right over the rink, and then just beating the crap out of a kick pad with some anonymous guy. But you see these commercials for these various things, and, you know, the chick's riding the bike, and she's with her guy, and they're enjoying each other, and they're on vacation, and they're camping, you know. And everyone always says, oh, that's a tough gig for the actress, you know, being the one who has herpes. I mean, you're an actress, maybe don't have the herpes, but you'll take the gig. It's a national spot. But I always say, tougher gig, her boyfriend. You're the schlub who's got to hang out with the herpes chick. And she didn't get it from you because evidently you don't have it. So the last guy she was banging got the she got the herpes from him, and now you got to take her on vacation and deal with the herpes. Worst gig, the boyfriend or girlfriend of the person afflicted with whatever the medicine is going to cure, not the person itself. Heavy, the ultimate prey. The boyfriend. Think about it. Heavy. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
What?
Yeah.
Already?
I know. I ran fat on the last one. Well, you were so long-winded with your whole Lindsay Lohan diatribe. Give us a break. Give us a break. We have news. We have sports. We have many things coming up, and they're all after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. A little Better and Ezra for you, everybody. I miss those guys. Story behind Better and Ezra was there was a band called Ezra. And so they told Better and Ezra, who was originally called Ezra, stop calling themselves Ezra. So they called themselves Better than Ezra. I always liked those.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it if you're in the band Ezra, and another band took your name and then called themselves Better than Damashek. If another guy doing sports called Damashek and you gave a cease and desist, and he signed.
I wouldn't want to be the victim. No, you're right.
Right, but still clever and funny. Kevin, are you there? No, Kevin just fell off the phone. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan?
Yeah.
You have a question?
Well, yeah, I think you're really funny, and I think the three of you have really good timing. I mean, I laugh at the little comments and remarks you make and stuff. I wonder how much of that are you just spontaneous and you're all geniuses at timing, or is it just you rehearse a lot of that and figure out the comments you're going to make beforehand about
yeah,
story or something, or what?
Couple things. First off, thank you. Secondly, yes, nobody could do this in real time. It's true, I'm a genius. Yes, I have a gift for gab, and I have an amazing sense of humor, but no man. If you took Eddie Murphy and put him in a blender with Richard Pryor and W.C. Fields, you couldn't get this kind of conversation spontaneously. That'd be impossible.
Well, your stuff is, I know you're trying to be modest.
Hold on, Dave, you jumped ahead. Rachel?
I'm sorry, everything that I do is actually pre-recorded.
Thank you. You jumped your card.
Damn.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Well, I hate to let people, because you're too modest to admit. I mean, everything you say is off the cuff, but then you also go so far as to script everything that Rachel and I say, so that's it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Everything that I do is pre-recorded.
Right. Hold on a second. Mike, you hit that twice. Bruska, let's put Dave's stuff in blue and put my stuff in black, because he just jumped on my line. Okay? Okay. We used to do it on the man show. I got the black cue cards. And the black ladies. Jimmy got no ladies in the blue cue cards. So that's how we used to work it out. All right. So, Ryan, thank you for that compliment. It's one of those, it's one of the half-ass compliments, but it's a good one. It's like when someone says, have you been working out? And you go, no. Which means you're lazy, but on the other hand, it means you look good in your shorts. It's nice. Yeah, no, nobody shows up early. Nobody works out anything. Of course, Rachel and Dave work very hard on their news and sports, and they hammer those out. But as far as the banter between us and anything I say, no, there's nothing written down.
Well, it's funny.
Well, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for listening.
On it, yep.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I work hard on it.
Well, it's one of these things where I know your mom's listening, and Kimmel may be listening, and I don't want to say
that's
you
more important.
Roll in here high at 5:55 and start yelling at Tad to start pulling stuff out of the USA Today. With that being said, it is time for a little news with our own Rachel Perry.
Oski Wee Wee!
Yeah.
Oski Wawa! Red Red! M&M's.
Yeah.
Eat them raw.
Canadians are weird.
That may be preferable to my opening news theme at this point.
Oh,
I
like it. I don't care what the kids say. I like this one. Yeah.
Good morning, Dayton, Ohio. I'm Rachel Perry, and this is the news. Samuel Alito is in the third day of a week-long confirmation hearing today on abortion rights being one of the big issues of the day yesterday. Mm. Alito remained noncommittal. In a 1985 memo, Alito claimed that the Constitution does not protect the right to an abortion. Alito says, that's how he felt in 1985 as an attorney in the Reagan administration. Mm-hmm. He would not say if he still feels that way and said he would deal with the issue of abortion with an open mind.
Let me say this. If we had a time machine and could go back to like 1974 and it was abortion rights and it was Israel and Palestine and it was legalizing marijuana, would anybody think that 30 years later, 33 years later, 35 years later, we'd still be arguing over the same retarded issues? It's incredible. We have a capacity just to talk about the same goddamn thing over and over and over again. Ironically, when you say over, you always say over five times. It's ironically. We will talk about, these people talk about the same thing over and over and over. Well, by very definition, over means over and over and over and over. I can't stand it when they over and over and over repeat themselves. But should we legalize pot? What about abortion? What's going on in Israel? Really? Is this what our kids are going to have to talk about, too? Well, we should start educating them right now. My twins crap out. I'm going to give them a good education on Israel, pot, and abortion. Here's what didn't happen to you. I argued for it, but Mommy wanted to see you throw it a term.
Oh!
Well, they're not going to know what I mean at that age.
Yeah.
Plus, I'll be showering them with expensive gifts.
I thought you were talking about pot at first.
Yeah, yeah. That too. I'll just be blowing that into their face, trying to get them high like my dog. All right, go ahead. I'm just saying, do we ever run out of steam on any of these topics as a nation?
No.
Thank you.
A rock fall caused the collapse of part of the roof of a Kentucky coal mine yesterday, killing one miner.
What caused the collapse?
A rock fall.
A rock fall. Wow. Sounds like a good festival-type concert. Rock fall. Fog hat headlining rock fall.
President Bush declares the state of Oklahoma a disaster area after wildfires ravaged approximately 400,000 acres since the start of November. Mm. And yesterday, among many other news outlets, reported a news story about a mouse burning down a house after being thrown into a pile of burning leaves.
Yes, I yelled it was erroneous.
No, you didn't. You just said, oh, well, yeah, he did, didn't you?
Yeah, I said, yeah. No way.
It's true, though.
No way. BS.
Well,
Tad had it right.
It was the news that everybody was given.
Right.
Apparently, you're right. Apparently, everybody, Adam, was right.
Oh, so Tad was wrong.
There's a shocker.
Yeah,
hold on,
right. Tad gave me the story. But you know what? It was all over. It was all over the press.
Here's what you usually find. As much as we'd like to believe these stories, it's sort of right up there when people are heroes. Turns out they just dialed 911. The trucker who was a hero, turned out he just pulled over and called 911 and stood by the freeway, and then the paramedics came and dragged the guy out of the burning SUV. But these stories, a mouse caught on fire and then the mouse ran into the house, if you can sort of picture it as mathematically impossible in your mind, then it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I knew that one didn't happen.
I feel like you should predict the news more often.
Well, think about what it would take to catch a mouse, which is a short-haired rodent, on fire. And by the way, what is your range once you're fully engulfed with fire? Well, how much range do you have? Do you know what I mean? You're not making it up the stairs, across the porch, through the front door. You're not making it. And then, even if you do make it into the house, where do you rest and how long are you burning for? If your hairs are an eighth of an inch
under
long.
Under the drapes.
Yeah.
Under the drapes.
Yeah.
Good place to start a fire.
I knew it didn't happen.
I know that
Who started that story? Did somebody start it?
A rumor.
A 320-pound rumor?
It was crazy.
It was printed in
some Minnesota paper.
It was the Associated Press, I think.
And then how do we find out this was false once it gets out?
The Associated Press.
I think it'd be more fun. I think it'd be more fun if Tad just made it up and then it spread like wildfire throughout the nation.
It would be awesome.
We'll try that next week.
All right.
Let's see if we can make that happen.
And I know that I've been feeling weird since this whole new wake up at 3:30 thing. A study at the University of Colorado says that sleep inertia, this is what they call it, the sluggish feeling that you get after first waking up, impairs your thinking skills so much in the first 20 minutes after getting up that it's actually worse than being legally drunk. This is lead researcher Dr. Kenneth Wright.
These are people who are sleeping what we think people should be sleeping in terms of the duration. They're getting adequate sleep, and yet we see these severe impairments. Most people don't get enough sleep, and it's likely that the impairments are even greater.
Well, I could never be involved with one of those sleep studies, because a bunch of guys staring at you through the two-way mirror while you masturbate spontaneously at 4 a.m. in a deep sleep, third cycle of REM, just playing with yourself, or just doing a thing where you fan your forehead or scratch your ass. I never make it through a night without being humiliated. And of course, yes, I've said this many times, when you're sleep deprived, it is, and you get behind the wheel of a car, it is like driving on a six-pack. I mean, you're just as bad. Or worse, some people actually have the nerve to fall asleep behind the wheel, which is an amazing feat, if you ask me. And I'm always amazed that millions of people, or I should say thousands of people, die each year by just literally falling asleep while operating a motor vehicle. How bored could you be by the driving? That's a bad morning show, by the way, if you actually fall asleep behind the wheel while you're listening. But, yeah, people are amazing.
They say, the study said that actually people who've gone without sleep for 24 hours are better off than people in the first 20 minutes after waking up.
Really?
Yep.
There.
Just so you know. So if you were considering going to sleep before the show,
no.
Stay up.
That's
stay
right.
Up.
I'm going to play my sonic drums.
I saw this report last night, and that's why I decided to get drunk before
right.
The show. And it's negated, you
even
know, the
down.
Two effects.
Right. Smart.
We should all do that. And finally, Colin Farrell has been trying to block the release of a sex tape with Playboy playmate Nicole Narain for some time. But it may have actually been available briefly yesterday at the website DirtyColin.com. The site appeared and disappeared very quickly. Nicole has wanted to release the tape, and Colin has a temporary restraining order preventing Nicole from selling it.
Oh, my God.
He'd be better off staying up 24 hours then. Doing that. Well, good. I'm going to look forward to this one. I hope it's out. Finally,
I'm
you know,
sure
a playmate, you know, not just some runaway. You know what I mean? Yeah, not some street urchin, but an actual model. I'm going to look forward to this. And, you know, listen, he's nothing to sneeze at either.
Well, that's the news for now, and I have plenty more later.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Sports! Do it, Dave.
Reggie Bush hasn't officially announced that he's going pro yet, but still, bad news appears to be on the horizon for USC fans. Running back Lendell White will apparently later on today declare himself eligible for the NFL draft.
Well, he could be arguably as good as Bush. I mean, at least he had that kind of Rose Bowl.
Right. He probably, is the thunder to Reggie Bush's lightning,
probably,
as they say.
Probably pulled off more yardage overall than Bush, or maybe at least on the ground. I don't know if it was combined
more
passing or whatever.
More touchdowns.
Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah. Right. But to review, it would appear Reggie Bush is going to leave. Lendell White and Matt Leinart, of course. So I just wanted to let Coach Pete Carroll know that I still have all my eligibility.
Oh, really?
That's right.
You ready to suit up?
I'm just throwing it out.
Not the wheels you'd like in a football player, but tenacious. Anyone who's played ball with Damashek knows he's tenacious. Something called grit.
Thank you.
Something you can't buy. They don't sell it in any store. You can't get it online or through eBay. No.
You listen. I could go out and run a 40-yard dash for you. You can gauge how fast I am.
No.
I could do bench presses for you.
Indicative of the man.
There is no gauge. For grit.
No
grit. And that I have in spades.
Yeah, that's right.
USC's Carson Palmer had knee surgery yesterday. Of course, he was hurt in Cincinnati's playoff game last Sunday against the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Sutter, the lights-out closer for years with the Cubs and Cardinals, was elected the Baseball's Hall of Fame yesterday. He'll be the only inductee of 2006. Lonely. Mm-hmm. Last night in the NBA, the mighty Clippers got back on track, whipping Orlando without Elton Brand at that. Sacramento, however, they lose at home, and Phoenix loses in triple overtime. But still, it's a loss.
Sure.
And jury selection has begun for the city of Anaheim's lawsuit against the Angels. The people down there, and any rational person would join them in this, is upset because the Angels owner, Artie Moreno, decided before last season to change the team's name from the Anaheim Angels to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yes.
Now, since it's not in Los Angeles, but is in Anaheim, it stands to reason that these people should be upset, yes?
Yeah. And obviously there's already a team in Los Angeles, so that would cause some conflict, yeah. I mean, you make the argument that there's already two teams in New York, but if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, you should want to remain the only L.A. team.
Yes, it's an ugly competition going on between the Dodgers and Angels. Their ads revolve around each other trying to proclaim themselves. We are truly Los Angeles' baseball team. But speaking of ads, you know, I'm very excited, of course, for this weekend's NFL playoffs. And I watched, of course, last Sunday, my Steelers defeat the Bengals. But the one thing distracted me throughout the game, which was CBS teasing their episode of Cold Case that mm-hmm. night. I'm sure if you watched the game, you saw these ads yes. over and over and over again. And the tease was, watch Cold Case tonight featuring the music of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, there will be a case to the theme
right.
of a song or something. It got even deeper than that.
Right. Now, who is this for? Let's see. Either one, you don't like Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
And so that doesn't intrigue you at all. You're
right.
not going to tune in because Bruce Springsteen. Or you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, in which case you have his records.
Right.
And you want to see, you listen to him on CD in high quality.
Yes.
Not coming through the tube.
Well, there's wake-up calls and that you pay for, and then there's rental furniture, and now there's this. I don't know who gets into this, but evidently there are people out there that do. Or maybe not.
Well, I don't care for it, and I hope we don't have to repeat this again. You know, tonight's Cold Case, watch tonight, featuring the music of Kaja Goo Goo.
Ooh. That was an example.
I was intrigued. A darker nightmare than the one I had watching the game last week.
Absolutely.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
And Ace, if I may say quickly, I'll get into it later. I'll play it for you later. But you've been doing a lot of press, obviously, about the radio show, and I was surprised. Now some media members have been getting in touch with me,
oh, really?
Sports media members, to talk mm-hmm. to me about the show or whatever. And I just want to be upfront with you. I had a very uncomfortable interview with Chris Berman of
really?
ESPN. I mean, you know, he's a broadcasting legend. I mean, the sports
sure.
broadcast. And I was really excited about it, but things,
it didn't go the way you planned.
Things didn't go great, and I just want to say up front, it may be a little bit of a black eye for the show. A little bit. Anyway, I'll play it for you
don't
later
apologize.
If you want me to. But
yeah, we'll hear it later.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know.
Brandon?
Yes.
You have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about when you were on the Man Show, mm-hmm. when you and Jimmy went to Snoop Dogg's house. Did you guys really get high with him?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. Didn't we look high?
You did, but you never know, you know, on TV.
It's hard to fake high. Well, we didn't plan on getting high at Snoop Dogg's house, but here's the thing. You cannot go into Snoop Dogg's house, A, without getting high, because every time you sit on a piece of furniture, THC is released into the air. I mean, there's weed all over that house. And then secondly, we thought, after we were there for a couple hours, instead of going to Snoop Dogg's house and pretending like we're high and then actually watching Snoop Dogg just get high, maybe we should just get high, and it'll be authentic. You know
how
what I mean?
How could you go to Snoop Dogg's house and not get high, just on principle?
Well,
I would get high.
The thought, thanks, Brandon, from San Diego. The thought was we would try to keep our wits about us in order to execute this comedy bit, but then at some point just decided, well, it'll be funnier just to get high. And Jimmy, well, here's the thing about Jimmy. I was going to say Jimmy, when he gets high, doesn't stop eating, except for Jimmy doesn't stop eating anyway. I realize we just notice it when he's high. And when he's not high, he takes the whipped cream and actually puts it in a bowl. when he's high, just actually two-fisted, just sprays it into his mouth and actually third up his rectum. So there's no better guy to watch eat when he's high. Yeah. All right, Brandon.
All right, thank you.
God love you, brother. Yeah, it's good times. Snoop does not live in town, by the way. Snoop lives, it's like way on the outskirts in a house that looks nothing like a house Snoop Dogg would live in. But he had his posse. He had his people, his cousins. There's like 30 cousins. And he had that one thing that all rich black guys have, which is that dining room that nobody goes into. Mm. That's right off. They have the white carpet that's like raked a certain direction. If you walk in, it's like footprints in the snow, then have to come back and rake it again. Never went into that room. Snoop, good people. We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back with more show after this. Yeah, everybody. Quiet down. Mike, quiet. Live spot here. Chevy. I'm a car man. Anyone knows? There's two things I am. I'm an American. I'm a car man. And by process of elimination, the ultimate prey. You learned that earlier in the show. I'm a Chevy man. I like those vets. Man, best thing, I'll tell you, for the price, nothing faster around a track. Yo, you could spend more for that Euro trash, but you'll never get it from point A to point B faster.
Not if you love this country.
Yeah, and shouldn't it be from point A to point Z? Since point A to point B is just nothing. What's that, a couple inches?
Yeah.
But you got to get all the way to Z.
Right.
Yeah, then what, B to C? How's it work? Chevy, here's the deal. They are lowering the sticker price on everything. The MSRP, manufactured suggested retail price, lowered. Everything with the word Chevy on it, lowered. So you just go to Chevy.com, check it out, find yourself a good buy on America's number one brand and number one value. Just go to Chevy.com.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
That is so right. We're going to play a little Germany or Florida coming up in just a second. Alex?
Yeah, go ahead.
Clear, can you hear me? Over?
Yeah, it's over.
This is Adam.
Hey, Adam, what's up, brother?
What's happening, Snowman?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the burning mouse in the house deal you guys were talking about.
You're a fireman?
A firefighter with the California Department of Forestry for about 5 years.
Do you let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Do you like firemen or do you like firefighter, or is there a difference, or is that the same difference between waiter and server?
It's no difference. Fireman is typically thought of as a city firefighter.
Yeah, and you're
fire. You're climbing up a ladder into a house and pulling a kid out. A firefighter is somebody out in the wilds that's running from a fire.
Right. It's a convict with a shovel.
Yeah,
that's basically, as I've learned.
They work right alongside of us.
That's right.
Okay. And they never get the publicity that we get. You see us sleeping it off with our helmets over our eyes, taking a nap, and those guys are still out there fighting the fire.
Well, they have a debt to repay to society. Yeah, I have no problem with that. I miss the chain gang, for that matter.
But the point I was going to make, Adam, was it's not that big of a stretch to think that a mouse on fire could cause a house fire, because it's a common fact when you're out in the wilds, animals catch on fire. And they're just running till they die.
Yeah, like...
Especially the smaller...
Angora rabbits and stuff. Stuff with long hair, but not...
Ground squirrels and stuff like that, right.
You see ground squirrels running on fire?
Pocket gophers, all kinds of little things. Hmm. You'll see them all the time, but all of a sudden there's like a little...
Hold on. I know this sounds sad, but to me that's a perk.
Like, what?
It's a tough gig, except for when you see the squirrel on fire.
I want to know...
Now all of a sudden it's cool.
I want to know, on his expert opinion... Mm-hmm. How long he thinks that a mouse doused with lighter fluid could stay on fire?
Right
now, until it died.
Did the old man douse the mouse with lighter fluid,
I just wanted to know that.
Oh, because a mouse would burn as long as a tennis ball would burn, or anything, or a bagel would burn. Like almost anything doused with lighter fluid until the lighter fluid burnt out.
Yeah, creatures go into shock when they're on fire, and a mouse could run 30, 40 feet before he actually perished. You know?
Yeah.
So how long could a mouse stay on fire, then, in your expert opinion?
Well, I'm not an expert, but let me tell you, it could be long enough to get into a pile of clothes in a house.
Right. Well, there's only one way to get to the bottom of this.
See the dangers?
Bruska.
The dangers in mouse fire?
Bruska, go to the pet store. Tell them we're feeding them to a snake. I don't want any problems. By the way, you can buy as many mice as you want to feed your boa constrictor, no problem. But if you said you're going to light them on fire and conduct an experiment, no sale. The snake, that's fine. You ingested alive is fine. You living in the belly of a boa constrictor for 4 days, no problem. You being lit on fire and put under 10 seconds.
That's just nature. Well, there's nothing more natural than going to a pet store and picking up a mouse and feeding it into the cage of your mouse, your snake.
I would like to open a pet store that was just for pets that were being fed to other pets. Goldfish to your piranha. These are cats that troublemaking kids put the M80s up the rectum of. We'd have sales on everything. But none of them would be pets. They'd just be stuff you'd back over and stuff you'd feed to other pets and stuff you'd light on fire. So we gotta light some Mises on fire, Brasso, because we gotta get to the bottom of this argument. And again, there was no lighter fluid involved.
No.
That's the thing. The old man threw the mouse into the pile of burning leaves.
Well, the mouse was actually dead, apparently, when he threw it in. But now this has turned into a whole other thing where we want to know how long a mouse actually burns for.
Okay. I'm going to go for not long enough to run back into the old man's house. Michael?
Hey, how you doing, Ace?
Good. What's happening?
There's nothing much, brother. Listen, I was going to get serious later, bro. My wife got it for me for Christmas. Then I saw your porno picture of you coming on in Wormwood, San Francisco, and I took back the satellite. I love your show, bro. And I'm going to Vegas tonight, so I'm going to hopefully spend it and maybe win a little of that money.
Thanks. Baba Booey. I felt like I had to ruin my own compliment.
Yeah. Where's a good party place in Vegas? I'm going with some young bucks, some young cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old man.
How
like
young?
Them, bro.
Mm-hmm. How old?
Like 30. I'm Adam's age. I'm an old man. But they're about 30, 32. They're young bucks. So I've got to show them a good time over there.
Here's the thing. We can all weigh in because we've been to Vegas many times, I'm sure. I certainly have. Having the a-hole in the Southwest flight.
I'll give you up my seat.
Here's the thing. We always go to the Olympic Garden, the OG. We like to go to that strip club. I, however, I'm always voted down, but have had a lot of fun over at Club Paradise, or the one that's across the street from the Hard Rock. I like that.
What is that? I don't know that.
It's a strip club that's across the street from the Hard Rock, and if you're staying at the Hard Rock, it's awesome because you don't have to take a cab ride. But there is a very treacherous stretch of highway. It's like 8 lanes, and it goes from the Paradise to the front of the Hard Rock that drunk guys with boners are just running across at 4 in the morning. And they're really, I always joke about it, but there should be one of those signs. You know the ones where the deers or the raccoons are crossing and they have that silhouette? Or even in San Diego where the Mexicans run across the highway and there's that insulting picture of the guys dragging the kids across the highway. We need that with a guy like a drunken Shriner with those zigzags coming out of his head. And a big bulge in his pants. Because you go to that club, you get loaded, you get lap dances, and then you're going back to the Hard Rock Casino. There's no signal there. You just have to run across the street, and cars are coming at 90 miles an hour because it's like an 8-lane highway and no crosswalk.
There's some go to a club there where there's scallywags on. I don't want no tens. We're looking for twos or threes, man.
Oh, you're looking for twos or threes?
Yeah, we don't want tens, brother.
I'll tell you what you need to do. Get off the strip. Go deep. Go to a strip club in a mini mall. They have those at Vegas.
On the side of the road either, though, man.
That's scary. All right, I gave you three suggestions. Olympic Gardens, you can go to Paradise across from the Hard Rock, or you go to one of the mall places off the freeway. Like there's a hardware store and a dry cleaner and then a strip club in between the two at the strip mall, ironically named strip mall. Creepy. Weird.
I assume, you know, we both know people who are from Vegas, Ace, and is it like most cities where, you know, obviously there's the strip with all the casinos and everything, and then there's the downtown of Vegas, but is there a let me show you my Vegas, the real Vegas, are those places around?
No, I know a place in Henderson has the best Greek food you've ever, I don't think there is that. I think they just take you to the strip.
Is that right?
Well, we got to ask Jimmy. Jimmy's from there. Actually, we'll not ask Jimmy. That's bad radio. But I've been to Vegas 1,000 times with Jimmy. He's never showed me his Vegas. He's just like, that's the place where I vomited. That's a place where I bang the chick in a parking lot.
Yeah,
that's his Vegas.
Yeah, this buffet, this is overrun with thousands of people, but let me show you this hidden pearl no one knows about.
Doesn't seem to get much of that.
Maybe that's just that's your experience. When I go to Vegas, people show me like their favorite Hawaiian food restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some good Hawaiian food in Vegas. Just in case you probably didn't know that. You were probably
so
busy.
So it's in a little place off the beaten path called Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard? Roger?
Yeah, what's up, Adam?
It says here you lit a mouse on fire as a kid.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And it ran?
Yeah, I ran for a while. I'm kind of surprised.
Mm-hmm.
How long?
I'm in charge, you'll be arrested, not for lighting the mouse on fire, but looking at it as a stepping stone sort of action. Whenever they arrest the serial killers, they always find out they tortured animals and they did this and that with bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
What do you do now?
Well, I'm an engineer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I don't really want to talk about
it. Yeah, you make bongs in your basement. All right, so what did you do? How did you douse it in lighter fluid?
Gasoline.
Gasoline.
Yeah, and I put it about 100 foot out in the yard, thinking that would be safe.
And where did you get the mouse?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and I always caught them in our feed storage. Mm-hmm. So that's where I got them from. I would catch mice all the time, and I would just let them loose. But I got mad one day, or I don't know what I was doing. But
sure.
Yeah, I put them out in the yard, and I thought it was going to blow up or something. But he took out running for the house, and I had to kick him back, and he kept burning and running. And so I finally threw water on him.
Right. So you're saying if you cover the mouse in gasoline, the mouse can cover 100 feet?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Okay.
And he was
dangerous.
Like scarred and everything when I put him out, but he was I don't know how he was still running because it was you couldn't even tell it was a mouse anymore.
Wow, that's funny. That is some hilarious stuff. All right.
I did feel bad afterward, and that's probably what stopped me from being a serial killer. So.
Right. All right. Good. You felt remorse.
He burned a mouse.
Okay.
He
thank
felt
you.
Bad.
All right. So a mouse can cover some distance while on fire, but I would also argue that it's just the fuel being burnt off the mouse. The actual mouse is being used as a combustible. It's not going to burn that much, just a little short hairs on the mouse. All right, we will take ourselves a break. I think we're going to play some Germany or Florida.
Yeah, sometime later.
When we come back, Jay Hernandez, who's star of the biggest grossing movie of the week, a little movie called Hostel, is going to be in here. We'll talk to him, talk to you. And again, a little Germany or Florida, all that after this.
Look at what happened with me. They just happened.
Oh, damn. I got to cue myself up. Hey, Brusca, quit talking to me before this live read. Oh, this is a no-brainer. Brother P-Touch. I have three Brother P-Touches. I have P-P-P-Touches. This is a labeling system, and for me, it's the only one. It's like a Q-tip. I don't know other companies make Q-tips. It's just Q-tips make Q-tips. Oh, sure, they call them cotton swabs or something like that. But to me, there's only one. And there's only one Brother P-Touch. You take your labels, you put it on everything. You separate the cords behind your TV set. You label them. You label your office. You label your underwear drawer, your sock drawer. Yes, you label everything.
Maybe you could even label Brusca, guy who talks too much.
Yes.
During the commercials.
Well, why don't you make me one that says fired and another one that says fired and an exclamation point at the end of it. I want a bigger one in capitals. Models start at under $30. The Brother P-Touch electronic labeling system available at Office Depot, Office Max, and other fine retailers.
Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah, everybody. Well, that's the phone number, 866-901-ADAM. Jay Hernandez is here from the number one movie at the box office, Hostel. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. A little applause, you like that?
Quentin Tarantino, executive producer. And it was shot in Prague.
Yes.
Which I hear is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great town.
And a lot of productions go there.
Actually, yeah, a lot of films have been shot out there recently. So it's a nice city though, and there's a lot of like beautiful women. It's fun, dude.
Did you meet Tarantino? Was he on the set? Did he show up?
No, he was never on the set, really. He was more involved with, I guess, fine-tuning the script, you can say, with Eli and sort of mentoring him, you know, because obviously he's done this more times than Eli.
Is it based on some kind of true story?
Well, the thing is, I don't know how it came up, but somehow Eli Roth found this website that I believe was in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And you can go to this website and pay a certain amount of money to kill somebody. And these people they would volunteer themselves to, you know, be killed. And some of the money that was made from that would go to their families.
Man, the ultimate prey,
yeah,
as we discovered early in the show. All right. By the way, this is a nice story for a guy who gets busted cruising a website in Thailand looking for young lads. It's a nice step up from what he really wanted to do to him. But go ahead. I'm with you so far. So there's a website. Is this a real website?
Yeah, it was, but apparently Eli can't find it anymore, so I don't know where it went. But it was out there, and you know, I mean, somewhere out in the world, somebody's doing this, exploiting people. And
sure.
You know, I mean, I could definitely imagine this kind of sick stuff happening.
So it's based on sort of the semblance of some truth, but not a true story.
Yeah, yeah, but actually, like, guys staying at hostels, being lured in there by women and killed and tortured is totally different. Like, that's Eli's imagination.
You guys are backpacking through... Are you supposed to be going through Prague, or are you supposed to be going through some other European
country?
No,
it's supposed to be Slovakia. We meet this guy in Amsterdam, and he tells us about this place in Slovakia, and he's actually part of this, like, sort of organized crime that mm-hmm. you know, captures people and sells them, basically.
Lured in by women.
Yes.
Is that what gets you in?
The ultimate bait.
Yeah.
By beautiful Slovakian women.
Yeah, they are hot over there, right?
Yeah, they're pretty hot, yeah.
And they're hot in Prague?
Hot in Prague. And, you know, they don't work out, and they smoke all day, so I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a weird place. The big thing you always hear about Prague, I've been there once, is... Yeah, I was in Prague. Yes, yes. I have something called wanderlust.
Worldly.
And, insatiable. And I went to Prague, and everybody talks about, oh, it's so cheap. Oh, it's the best because, you know, you can have a meal for 10 cents. And then you go and have a meal for 10 cents, and it's literally a cup of broth with hunks of fat in it. Literally. Yeah. And they give you a little wedge of bread, and you say, it's a soup kitchen. Like, it's amazing. 10 cents for a meal. Yeah. It's a slab of fat and soup.
Right.
Terrible.
The prostitutes must have been hella cheap.
It's prostitutes are kind of everywhere. I ran into
and
a
gorgeous,
couple.
And gorgeous, I'm yeah. sure. Yeah. Oh,
well, no, literally, I just bumped into them and walked on by. But, no, the thing is, like, we had crab services, right? And they had some kind of, like, weenies wrapped in sardines, and that was, like, the beautiful treat of the day, you know? It was
wow.
Like, everyone got excited about it. I never tried it. It's pretty disgusting, but I get what you're talking about. The food is not great out there, dude.
Well, what you want with prostitution is you want to find folks, depending on what you're into, that's the country you want to be in. But what you don't want to be is you don't want to be in Vietnam getting Vietnamese prostitutes, and you're not really into the Vietnamese ladies. So if you're into the blue-eyed, white-skinned thing, you go to Prague, right?
Yeah, but the prostitutes, they call them gypsies. And there's like a lot of gypsy prostitutes. I don't know.
I've seen enough Cher videos to know that those gypsies are hot. All of them. Yeah. Yeah, gypsies and Cajun queens. They're both on my list of women to nail. Take vacation to Prague this year. Also, Jay was on one of my favorite movies last year, Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
You were, let's see, the DB. You were defensive back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
That was that all filmed? That wasn't filmed in Prague, was it?
No, it was
high school football. Not big in Prague.
No, I don't think so. It's football. Football is a whole different thing. Soccer. Yeah, we shot that in Texas. Most of it was in Austin, but we did some in Odessa. Also.
How did they shoot? You know, then there was the big bowl game. Where it was just the stands were filled, I don't know, it looked like the Astrodome or something.
Yeah, it was.
It was filled.
Yeah, it was.
Texas Stadium, right?
Yeah.
Where Dallas
was. Was it Texas Stadium?
It was Astrodome.
Astrodome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sports guy, everybody. What do you know?
Hello.
So here's the thing. You enjoyed the movie? Here's the thing. How do they get 80,000 extras in there, or do they just take 10,000 and keep shuffling them around? The place looked filled. I mean, normally when they shoot these football movies, it's magically dark. in the stadium, inexplicably. It's raining, and it's pitch black in the stadium. And, you know, what they do is they put a couple of extra guys, a couple of grips, sit in the first row, and then it's just black after that. But this was actually, the stadium was lit.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that they have, pretty good-sized crowd on the very front row, sort of. And then I guess it's computer-generated at that point. Yeah. So they get a sizable amount of people, but then they, reproduce that sort of image.
I'll tell you, it works, and it's effective. Some of the stuff, some of the stunts, some of the CGI stuff you see in, sci-fi movies and stuff, you can see the strings, but this worked.
Yeah, it was it was pretty amazing playing in there.
It worked so good that Damashek thought it was in another stadium. That's how effective it was.
I'm staying with Texas Stadium.
It's not Texas Stadium.
Now, you know what I admire about this picture? Is that in most football movies...
No, we're back to Friday Night Lights.
What I admire about this is that in most football movies, the climactic play is the QB or the running back runs through, he defeats roughly 27 defenders.
Right.
His own five all the way to the goal line for the winning touchdown. This one was felt more authentic.
Yeah. And Pete Berg directs, right?
Peter Berg.
Dear, dear friend. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Jay Hernandez is here from Hostel, number one movie in America right now. We'll be back. We have traffic. No, we don't have traffic. Well, we might, but we have news. We have sports, if you can believe it, with the sports guy. And then we're going to play some Germany or Florida with Jay. All that after this. Yeah. Chevy. Yeah. Oh, God. Mike just told me Brother Petouch a second ago. Oh, that was... didn't we fire you, Bruska?
I should be fired. It's Chevy.
Now, it's unclear. Do you fire yourself, or do we have somebody do that?
I'm fired.
Okay. All right. Because, he is sort of the lead man, and then it comes down.
I got the script right. I just flipped it wrong.
All right. Talking about Chevy, everybody. I love these Chevys. And here's the deal. They're all at sticker price. Now, they've lowered their sticker price. Yes. Sticker price seems cheap enough for a Chevy. Chevy, synonymous with quality. They've probably been around for 100 years. They ain't going anywhere. The MSRP has been lowered on every Chevy. From the Impala SS to the Corvette Z06, they're lowering the price of that to the all-new Tahoe. Absolutely every car, every truck, every SUV they build. So, what do? You just go to... Well, you don't go anywhere. No, there's no website here. I'll tell you what. You want to know? You want to be an American? You want to be a patriot? Forget about going abroad and shooting some guy in Iraq or Iran or something like that. You stay here. You go American. You buy Chevy. Tell them Adam Carolla sent you.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
That's right. Jay Hernandez is in studio tonight. Hostel, number one movie. Quentin Tarantino produces. There's a little poem for me, or so says Mark on line three. Mark?
Yes, good morning, Adam.
Did you write a poem?
I did for you, sir.
All right. Let's hear it.
Here it goes. He knows the plan and is worth the payola. Adam, like the first man, MC Carolla. Creating a love line on his show, promoting oral action. Sir Mark knows this brings the girls to ecstatic satisfaction. I'm not yanking your crank. He's funnier than the Ayatollah. It's not a tumor. I love his humor. The man, Adam Carolla. A funny crew. What would Stern do? Adam, the new king of the scene. What joy? Ziggy Zaggy Oi. And now Rachel Perry on the trampoline.
Wow. Bro. And you say funnier than the Ayatollah, because a lot of people would beg to differ. Funnier than the Ayatollah.
Absolutely.
All right, Mark. Not bad.
Why don't I get a trampoline?
You will.
Awesome.
You will. Mark?
Nice.
You want to do something else for us? Not now, but let's say in 4 years.
He's been working on this since he heard about the show 4 months ago.
Yeah, do you have you want to prepare another poem, maybe call in next week?
Oh, I would love to, Adam. It'd be my pleasure.
All right.
Maybe something for my new book, Poems to Babylon.
Okay. Was that a plug?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, buddy. What's going on?
Have a great show. Thank you.
All right. What are you doing? Do you work?
I build cabinets, Kerf designs.
You do? What kind of cabinetry?
Really amazing seven-ply apple ply with Italian laminates.
Mm-hmm. So you
really
do
high-end.
You do the Euro stuff?
Yeah. No. We're all American, but...
Yeah. You're on the metric system?
Absolutely.
No face frames?
Sometimes.
All right. You use the Euro hinges?
We do.
How many millimeters is that Forstner bit you bore the holes for in the Euro, for the Euro hinges?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah. See, nobody knows. 35 millimeters. But how come nobody knows anything anymore? I run into people all the time. It's like, oh, I do this, I do that, I do the other. You get two questions into it, and they're lost. I have no idea. Cab drivers don't know how to get to the airport. Carpenters don't know what baseboard is or base shoe is. Guys who build cabinets, Euro cabinets, don't know what the bore is for the Euro hinge. Very 101 stuff. I get the feeling no one really does anything in this country anymore.
Well, he's splitting time between carpentry and poetry.
Oh, poetry. So. That's true. All right. Now, it is time for Rachel Perry and her news.
I'm Rachel Perry, and this is the news. Questioning of Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito is expected to last 7 hours today in the second day of questioning in a week-long confirmation hearing. Alito was noncommittal yesterday in his comments about abortion, saying he would keep an open mind. The Senate Judiciary Committee's leading Democrat says he was troubled by some of Alito's responses. 44-year-old Ronald Shouten of San Francisco was arrested yesterday on suspicion of planting a bomb in the bathroom of a Starbucks.
Wow.
Interestingly, already being held in a county jail on an unrelated drug charge.
Really? So he just got picked up hours later on an unrelated charge? Because it was just a day earlier,
well,
right?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly specific. It just said that he was in a being held.
I'm all right with destroying people. I really am. You even if it seems, even if no one dies, even if it seems sort of innocuous, like, oh, you just put a small homemade explosive device in a Starbucks bag, that's enough for me. You've clearly jumped over the fence of society. You're now in the neighbor's yard, and you need to be destroyed. I'm fine with that.
Britney Spears topped Mr. Blackwell's 46th annual worst dressed list. Mary-Kate Olsen came in at number two. Blackwell said about number three, Jessica Simpson, she resembles a cut-rate Rapunzel slinging hash in a Vegas diner.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Longoria came in at number four, and Mariah at number five.
Do you think that... Olsen knows Rapunzel or hash or even the term cut rate? Do you think she's familiar with any of the terms that ancient queen threw at her?
Well, no? All I can say is this. It's a good thing Brusca doesn't count as a celebrity because he would certainly make that list.
Yes, worst dress. And here's the thing, too.
How would you
mind
describe
my own business,
him?
But why do you have to bring me into every conversation? You're fired. You guys are supposed to be on-air talent. Leave me alone.
All right, go ahead, Rachel. Sorry.
Of course, the news of the day, as far as I'm concerned, Angelina Jolie pregnant. Of course, the news doesn't specifically say it's Brad Pitt's, but we can only assume.
We can do the seed math, though, can we not?
Yeah.
I love my wife loves Brad Pitt so much that she's angry at Angelina Jolie for stealing Pitt away from Aniston.
Can a woman really steal a man? I don't know.
I don't know either, but she can try. You hear that, ladies?
Isn't that the man's decision?
Ultimately, you would think it is. But, I mean, we always do that. We don't blame the school kid for getting hooked on the crack. We blame the dealer. He comes around. He lures the child in. I mean, he's only flesh and blood. And Angelina Jolie's a stone fox. I'm into her. Damashek doesn't like her.
I like her.
Ashley Simpson. That's more his speed. Yeah.
If we're cutting.
Hippy can't sing in a huge peak. That's what he's into.
Are we talking Jessica versus Ashley? I'll take Ashley.
You're a fool.
No.
She's so uncomfortable in her own skin. Every single pose she does, I know you can't see this because I'm on radio, is this.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
yeah.
The high-end claw on the hip.
Yeah, Ashley Simpson looks like a teenage boy inhabiting the body of a woman.
Now, Jesse has more man.
If you're a dude, you know, once in a while you see that stripper who's dancing and doing a horrible job, and you realize this is what a dude would do if he was a stripper. Like if this was a bad movie with Judge Reinhold from the 80s and a male inhabited a stripper's body, this is how they would move. That's what Ashley Simpson is to me. She's a 19-year-old dude from Reseda inside a female's body.
She just doesn't know where she's at. She just is. If she's on the cover of Cosmo, she's sexy Marilyn.
Yeah.
If she's like playing in some stadium at some football ball, she's a punk rock pseudo punk rocker.
I agree. Give me Angelina Jolie home wrecker any day.
No, I'll take Aniston.
I'll let her wreck my home.
Aniston's amazing.
Well, she's free now.
Aniston.
She's with Vaughn, but.
All right.
You know, we don't really know. They're not confirming.
She's with Vaughn and Jolie's with baby.
And speaking of with baby, a pregnant woman in Arizona fought a citation for driving alone in the carpool lane, claiming that her unborn child should be considered a second person. 23-year-old Candace Dickinson.
I don't believe I was incorrect in driving in it on that date while I was pregnant with my son. There were two persons in the vehicle, myself and my son.
Well, what about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost if you're a religious person? Now you're up to five people. Sorry, sweetie. I know you're pregnant. By the way, I'd be curious where Dad is. I'm guessing nowhere to be found. But here's the deal. If the kid is breaching, you know, if the kid's crowning, if the kid is crowning, then you can ride in the diamond lane. But if you're in your first trimester, forget it. Or whenever we stop abortion. You know, if you think about it, I mean, you can't perform an abortion in month number 8, but you can do it in month number 2. So wherever that date is, that's when you're now free to go in the diamond lane.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's your law.
Using logic, yeah.
It doesn't say if how pregnant she was.
Well, it's the same. We need to sync these things up. It's like at the theater, a child's seat, the children end at 11 or 12, but then you got to be 17 to get in an R-rated movie. So I'm saying that number should be the same. You should be 17, then you should be paying child's admission up until 17, or you should go into an R-rated movie like Hostel when you're 11. But either way, we got to sync it up. And the same way with the diamond lane and the abortion. When I'm in charge, oh boy, we'll all be on the same page.
In any case, she lost her case and was ordered to pay the $385 fine. But this may force the state lawmakers to clarify what legally constitutes a second passenger. All this... Now look at the trouble she's causing.
Yep.
Just because she wanted to drive faster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Start off with some potentially bad news for USC fans. Running back Lendell White is set to declare himself eligible for the NFL draft later on today. He's going to follow in the footsteps of Matt Leinart, who's, of course, on his way out. And we can assume that Reggie Bush is soon to follow.
Lendell White is one of those oxymorons, you know? It's like jumbo shrimp. There's no white guy named Lendell.
That's true.
Lendell White.
Interesting.
Think about
it. I predict that all three of them will go in the top 10 of the draft.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, wow. I think so. Now, another former number one pick out of USC, Carson Palmer, had knee surgery yesterday to repair the injury he suffered in Cincinnati's loss in the playoffs last week to the Steelers. Bruce Sutter, legendary closer for the Cubs and Cardinals, elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. He's going to be the only guy there being inducted in 2006.
Rachel's beside herself, by the way. Huge Sutter fan.
She was
huge
all about
fan.
Jim Rice. Jim Rice of the Red Sox needs to go in. But
absolutely.
Well, she was pretty angry about that, but right. She's a pretty big Sutter fan as well. So, it's you know, it's bittersweet. Bittersweet.
Philadelphia Eagles have given Terrell Owens' marvelous agent, Drew Rosenhaus, permission to talk to other teams about a trade involving T.O.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that the agent is the one who gets to now broker these deals.
Yeah.
And Brusk has given me the stink eye to chop chop, so I want to get into what I mentioned earlier. I did an interview with Chris Berman yesterday for Sports Center, and he supposedly wanted to talk about the show, about the radio show, and everything was going. I was interested.
Was
know.
It an ambush job or what?
No,
happened?
Well, you know, I expected it to be pleasant. I was, you know, wow, what a thrill, Chris Berman. I watched him as a child. It's exciting to talk to him, and I don't know what happened. I thought he was, you know, a journalist. I thought it seemed to me he had some facts wrong. Mm-hmm. And things got contentious, and I take part of the blame. What happened? I'll tell you that later.
Do we have tape of it?
We do have tape of it, and it aired last night on Sports. I was kind of hoping you hadn't seen it. But
I hadn't caught it.
No, I mean, it aired on Sports Air last night, and I had egg on my face.
Well, let's hear it. I'd like to hear it.
I'll play it for you later because Brusca wants to move along, but we'll play it
Screw
next.
Brusca,
no, you can do it.
He's
just
dead
do
to
it.
Me. Yeah, I want to hear that.
I'll play you a little bit. And
all right,
I'll
give us a snippet of it. Yeah, because I'm curious now.
Okay, well, here's me with Chris Berman.
You're looking around. You're one of the few left shooting bullets out of the Alamo. A lot of guys are falling left and right. Things are different. Did you think you'd be here, Tom?
First of all, my name is Dave.
Wow.
But secondly,
right out of the gate.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by the Alamo. I don't really know what that has to do with me being on the Adam Carolla show, but maybe you're trying to be metaphorical, and I'm just being a little dense. So I maybe it's best if we just move on here.
Tom, is your arm falling off?
Again, my name is Dave. And what do you mean by is my arm falling off? I don't get these questions. Are you drunk or something? I don't understand.
I don't want to go on with this.
Wow.
So rude.
I just didn't understand. You see, it seems like you had nothing to do with the radio and these weird kind of questions. I didn't understand. I'll play you more later.
Yeah, it could be your publicist. Sometimes these guys get bad bios. But the second time, you shouldn't have to correct him a second time.
Exactly. You would think he's a professional. He's been doing this for a while. I didn't.
All right. So we'll hear more of that.
We'll do that. And let me just touch on this, too, because I wanted to get your opinion on this, Ace, as a boxing aficionado and a boxer yourself, actually.
Sure.
Perhaps the greatest combination of celebrity or certainly comedian slash boxer there is. True?
No better boxer comedian.
Well, yeah. I mean, Carrot Top is pretty sizable. He's got, you know,
formidable.
He's obviously on the steroids or something like that.
He's on
like
the juice. I think he has one of those body dysmorphic disorders or something.
But you could lick him, though, right?
Physically, literally, yes, I would lick Carrot Top.
Yes. Now, onto this boxing story, I found this interesting. Tommy Hearns has been accused of hitting his 13-year-old son. They went to fisticuffs.
Wow, the Cobra.
Yeah, you know, the hitman. What kind?
Yeah.
Imagine being the child of a former champion, though. Yes?
And getting whacked by him.
Don't you think you have to, if you're the boxer, don't you have to pull back, you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing. If your dad is called the hitman, be prepared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Shape up, at least, you know?
Yeah. A lot of kids get... And my dad was called wasn't a hitman, but started with an S. I don't want to say it on the radio. And that was a whole different problem with us at home. But if your dad's called the hitman, be prepared for a hit or two. That's all I'm saying.
Keep your nose clean. Right.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right. Time at Jay Hernandez is here, by the way, from Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Hostel, out in theaters as we speak. Number one last week. Speaking of number one, the number one producer in the country, Brusca.
Yeah, before we get to Journey to Florida, what's this deal I'm reading here? You got into some fisticuffs while shooting Hostel and Prague?
Oh, yes, I saw that as well.
Oh,
what happened?
Yeah, it wasn't really a fight. This co-star Derek Richardson, he got swindled on the street. You know, he was trying to exchange money, get some check money.
Yeah.
And this guy was offering him like a couple hundred extra than you normally get, right? So Derek looks at me and he's like, "What do you think I should do?" I was like, "Take the money. Who cares? As long as it's real, solid, you know, take it." So he takes it and he's looking at it. The guy like walks off and he has like a $2,000 bill, right? Just and he's never seen one of those, and I haven't either. So he's looking at it, and he's, you know, something's wrong. You know, you can tell.
Do they use euros over there? What do they use?
No, it's the krona.
The krona?
Yes.
All right.
So he's got this $2,000 bill. He walks into this exchange place because he wants to break it in half, get $2,000. We've seen those, you know. And then he gives it to the lady, and she's like, not check money. And she points up to a sign, and there's a sign up there that says Bulgarian money. So basically, this guy gave him Bulgarian money, right? So he's freaking out. He turns around. The guy's obviously gone, and that's that. 3 weeks later, we're walking down the street, and this dude solicits me.
Same guy.
Yes, yeah, same dude. Derek didn't realize it. You know, I'm walking, and I see this guy. And he's like, "Do you want to exchange money?" I go up to him, and I'm asking him, "Yeah, how much are you going to give me?" Because I'm thinking, what am I going to do, you know? So he tells me, he goes through his whole pitch, and I don't know, I just grabbed his shirt and I started shaking him and cussing in his face and hoping that would freak him out because the guy was bigger than me, you know, I'm not like a tall guy. So I'm shaking him, and then he's like, no, when did I steal money? I was like, if you got to ask that question, you're obviously a sleazeball. Give me what you have, you know. So I told him to give me the money I had in his pocket. So he basically empties his pockets out and hands it to me, and I give the money to Derek, and I was like, dude, I get your money back.
This guy's a family of 11 to feed. Chase spent his per diem on whores. And going back to craft service for big
ladies
meal.
Of the night. They're not whores.
Right. The point is, sweet women. It was principle, and that's what we appreciate about you. Braska obviously wasn't prepared. Or didn't want to read the Germany or Florida for
I'll
us.
I'll do it. You just explain the game and let's play.
Well, yeah, now we got to take a break. Oh. Now, here's what we've learned, and you bought yourself a valuable 5 minutes to prepare, Braska. All bizarre stories I learned over at Jimmy Kimmel at the writer's table emanate from either Germany or Florida. All the crazy ones. Now, not just your garden variety, murders, things like that, but the ones where people put out emails and solicit people to come in and chop their toes off and then cook them up and eat them with the person who's missing the toes and do all that crazy necrophilia stuff. All bizarre stories. It's either Germany or Florida. So we hear the bizarre story and then we have to guess. Is it Germany or is it Florida?
Let's play one.
You want to play one?
Yeah, we'll play one. Then we'll
sounds
go.
Good. All right.
Germany or Florida?
All right. A man caught having sex with a blow-up doll in a busy public shopping arcade had to be physically parted away from his rubber lover and escorted away, said police in so-and-so. The 38-year-old man was caught with his trousers down early Monday evening after alarmed witnesses alerted the police. By the way, this is why I'm not on the air.
No kidding.
Quote, it was real. He was caught in mid-action with the doll, said a police spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Police said that they had considerable difficulty separating the drunken man from his partner.
Sure.
So is this Germany or Florida?
Well, Rachel, what do you think? You have thoughts? Germany or Florida?
I would say it sounds like Florida.
Florida. All right. Mike Lynch.
Did you say what his occupation was, Braska? What did this guy do?
There is no occupation in this story. And by the way, Jay, I put my notes down and he peeked, so I don't know.
No, I was looking at the details of the story. That's all right.
All right, so I don't know. All right.
I'm going with Germany.
You're going Germany.
Yeah.
Damashek?
Well, the intensity that the cops had a tough time pulling him away from it, that sort of intensity suggests German to me.
Mm-hmm.
But against my better judgment, I'm going Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have Jay go last because I will just go ahead and choose his answer. I'm going to go, the fact they called it a shopping arcade
seemed interesting
to me. Sometimes with the Germany or Floridas, obviously they're not going to say a Dusseldorf or a Schnitzelberg, but you will get little clues and they'll call it shopping arcade. I think we would hear mall out here, so I'm going to go Germany on this one. Plus, those people are into that thing. Jay, what do you think?
I'm going Florida, actually.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going against the grain, dude.
Jesus.
Going Florida.
All right.
I didn't see either. Right? He thinks I'm kidding.
Rachel's Florida. Mike Lynch, Germany. Damashek, Florida. The Ace Man, Germany. And Jay Hernandez, Florida. Well, what is it?
Well, apparently Jay was not cheating. I apologize. It's Germany. Adam, you were correct.
Thank you.
That arcade thing that solved it.
Yes.
That's why you're a pro.
So was Mike Lynch, our great sound man. All right. Who ironically doesn't screw up on the sound when he's doing the sound for himself. He's doing it for the show. He hits the bell just fine. Nice job, Mike. All right, we'll take a little break. Jay Hernandez here. Also, Ron Popeil. I think we're going to get on the phone a little bit later. I have inventions to pitch to the ultimate invention man, Ron Popeil, the man who invented the pocket fisherman and many other things. All that after this. It's 17. Hey, everybody. Adam Carolla here for Pro Flowers. Now, here's what you do. You go on the Internet. You go to proflowers.com. You click on the microphone located in the upper right of the screen. Then you type in my name, Alan. What's that?
Adam.
Huh?
Adam.
Adam.
Yeah.
A-D-A-M. Type in Adam on the upper right there, proflowers.com. And you'll get a free vase, or as we call it, vase. 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. And here's the deal. These flowers, they don't perish after a day or so. 7 days, guaranteed. That's a lot of loving.
They're on the juice.
That's right. They're on the roids. You can get a lot of loving in 7 days. That's how long they're guaranteed to last. Again, go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone located in the upper right of your screen. Then type in my name, Alan.
Adam.
Adam. And you'll get a free vase. 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. I'm Adam Carolla. Jay Hernandez is in studio. He is in a movie called Hostel, number one at the box office. Quentin Tarantino produced, and Quentin Tarantino will be in here producing tomorrow. So I will
I'll fire myself, and Quentin will take over.
He is a great, great producer. I have a question for Jay. Bernadette?
Yes?
Are you in love?
Well, I wanted to say hi to Adam, too. I love you. I think you're honest and you're funny at the same time. And I love your new show, and I'm glad I get to hear you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say hi to Jay. I think he's just the most beautiful guy ever. And I just heard he was on the show, and I wanted to call and say hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for saying that, by the way. I like that. Very nice.
I have a question for Bernadette. You say Ace, the Ace man, is funny and honest, and you say Jay is a handsome devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which, by the way, he is. Can I say he is a handsome devil?
I don't judge dudes, okay? I don't judge dudes. Physically, I don't know the difference between Brad Pitt and Big Tad. I just physically cannot judge the male gender. I don't know because I'm not gay or could never be mistaken for gay. I don't judge dudes. But if I was to judge dudes, I would rape
Jay Hernandez. I'm comfortable enough, yes. I'm comfortable enough.
I would lay down with him.
Yes.
I would taste his sweet nectar.
He's a handsome devil.
Sweet nectar. Sweet masculine. Sweet masculine musk.
No doubt it. So we're all in agreement with
each other up.
And myself, he's a beautiful bastard.
That much can't be smooth, tan, swarthy.
After that, I'm not really sure my opinion is. It matters. I mean, we know what.
Well, you're the only woman here, so what do you think of Jay?
Oh, that's nice. Put her on the spot, dude.
I don't know. We didn't ask Jay what he thought of me.
I'd like to know that, too. And let me say this. I don't judge a man physically. I can't. I don't see.
You're not capable.
I'm not capable
of
it.
You wish you could.
If I was to judge, I would take Jay Hernandez and some water-soluble lube and just
clean the sheets.
Go to town. We got a long weekend coming up. He'd never come up for air. Never. Never. Do you hear me? Curtains drawn.
Well, here's
I don't
question.
Judge dudes. No.
I'd like to ask Bernadette to judge. Ace, on one hand, as you always hear, what matters most, sense of humor.
Oh,
this is what matters.
I love it.
Now,
yeah.
On the other hand, you have matinee idol Jay Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette, you have to choose one or the other. Which one do you go with?
Come on,
honestly,
Bernadette.
Honestly, to be completely honest, I would have to pick Adam because most guys that look like Jay know it, and I mean, general.
He thinks
general.
His ass doesn't stink.
Yeah, get the chip off your shoulder.
That's true.
Whereas I'm humble. That's
and
right.
That's true.
That wears off sometimes. And I love, Adam, that you are having twins. I think that's great.
I can't judge my looks because I'm a man. I can't even judge my own looks. But let me tell you what I would do to myself. I would butter me up with good and go to town. I'd go sick on me. I'd take a me day on me.
Adam, you're kind of gay sometimes, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, because I can't judge guys.
Well, I know, but you talk about guys. Like, I love how you talk about guys, but, you're not obviously not gay, but you are kind of.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's nice.
Very interesting.
Mm. I think it's funny.
You come down here, I'll show you gay. You see what I do with Jay Hernandez. I'll show you gay. I can't judge dudes, though.
Okay.
All right, Bernadette.
All right. Bye.
Broke back, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hernandez and Carolla together at last.
Bareback Mountain.
Bareback Mountain. Film it up in the hills here of Reseda.
Yeah.
Get the beta cam, Shaq.
We can ride like ponies, not real horses, the little guys, you know.
Yeah. Forget actual ponies, just a stick, just a broomstick with a pony head on it. All right. Anything gayer than that movement you do when you're pretending to ride the fake horse with the stick?
Nothing.
That's the gayest move. You could be manning a glory hole. It would not be as gay as you pretending to ride that stick horse.
It's the requirement that you pat the hide of the horse while you do it to move him along.
Yeah. Meanwhile, no one who rides a horse actually does that.
Yeah, hits the horse on the butt with the hand, right?
Right. All right. We got time for one more Germany or Florida?
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
Germany or Florida?
All right. Woman arrested for stuffing bird. A woman has been arrested for padding her bra with a stolen parrot. 35-year-old woman is facing felony charges after hiding a rare parrot in her bra.
Now, I heard this one. Has anyone else heard this
one?
No.
Nobody else has heard it. Good. All right. Keep going.
And stealing it from her employer, police said.
Mm-hmm.
The woman allegedly stole the bird so she could trade it in for a vintage 1964 Volkswagen automobile.
What? A bird is worth that much?
She couldn't resist telling the car owners how she got the animal. Turns out the car owner is friends with the man who owns a $2,000 bird.
Mm-hmm. See, if you're going to steal, just shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Did this happen in Germany or Florida?
Rachel, what do you think?
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
Germany.
Going Germany? All right. Sound effects guy, Mike Lynch?
I think the Volkswagen is too much of a giveaway.
Well, but keep in mind, these aren't written to be Germany or Florida stories.
I'm still going to go Florida.
You're going to Florida. Yeah, I used to yell this at Dr. Drew when we used to play it on Loveline. He's like, I think they're trying to fake us out with, the Associated Press is trying to fake you out, you idiot.
I'm just reading a story.
Yeah, talk about narcissism. Okay, so you're going Florida, Mike Lynch.
Yes.
Dave Damashek.
All right, two things. First of all, the Volkswagen, it seems to lead you to Germany, but it's a 64 Volkswagen. No German would be driving a car like that. Only a Floridian would.
Mm.
And more obviously, parrot equals tropical equals Florida.
Oh. Right. Sure.
Done and done.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
So apparently the Associated Press is not trying to fool us, but they are trying to give us clues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you go Florida.
I do.
With that one. Jay?
I'm going Florida because, if you're talking about parrots and rare birds, it's got to be Florida. How are you going to get a parrot in Germany? What do they do with parrots out there?
These are all
Couldn't possibly get anything foreign in
Germany. All right, so I think I know the answer. I think I've heard this one before, so I'm going to pull out of the competition. We will now hear the answer from producer Brusco.
Well, it looks like the men were right, and sorry, Rachel, you were wrong. It's Florida.
It's okay. There's a first time for everything. Ding, ding.
Wow. Mike Lynch, 2-for-2. Rachel, 0-for-2.
Yeah.
Sheck batting 500.
Yeah,
credibility.
You know how they do on Inside the NFL, if you ever see that show on HBO? They keep the running tab.
Mm-hmm.
Of how everyone's picks have gone over the course of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep a running tab until this show gets canceled 2 months from now.
Okay.
Or beyond.
You believe you will prevail?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if the show goes for 2 months, we'll tally it up. All right. So it's 500 for Check, 2-for-2. Jay, I'm sorry we're not going to keep a running tally for you. You'll not be asked back to the show. Speaking of Jay Hernandez, Hostel, everybody, Quentin Tarantino's new movie. He'll be in here tomorrow. That is Quentin, number one at the box office. Let's keep it that way. Go out and see it. Jay, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Love you.
Thanks, dude.
I don't judge guys' looks, but
if I did,
oh, man, you would be a mess. Jay Hernandez and Ron Popeil is going to call up. Ron, of course, the king of the crappy invention, but he's laughing all the way to the bank. I will pitch him a few of my inventions after this. Adam Carolla here. Adam here for GM and Chevy. You know, I'm a car guy. Anyone who knows the Ace Man knows he's all about the four wheels. And here's the thing. Chevy is lowering its sticker price. I don't know why. They have a quality product. Better than quality. A superior product. And they're lowering the price on everything from the Impala SS to the Corvette Z06 to the all-new Tahoe. Absolutely every car, truck, and SUV they build, lowering the price. And I don't know what, like, you take the Z06 Corvette, that car's already somewhere around 50 grand, maybe a little above that, but it can beat anything that is that side of 100 grand. Why you would need to lower that? Seems like they should raise it, even at 80 grand a steal. Check out how Chevy stacks up against the competition head-to-head Go to Edmunds.com and click on Chevy head-to-head. Check out the prices and the specs of every one of them. Oh, yeah, they're confident. They got a superior product. If you do, you'll find out Chevy's is America's number one brand and they're America's number one value. This really is an American revolution.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-8888.
That's right. Ron Popeil is on the phone. Ron is the father, maybe the grandfather, of all these inventions, these late-night infomercials where they sell these inventions and these gadgets, and he's laughed all the way to the bank. I remember seeing probably the Pocket Fisherman is one of the first ones. All seemed like a great idea. I lived in North Hollywood, had no lake access, parents that wouldn't get in their own automobile, but yet I needed a Pocket Fisherman. Because you never know, sure, when you're going to get caught by a lake teeming with trout. You just don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Sure I do. And I, you know, I'll tell you, they're so compelling, I don't even need to buy the Popeil products. The infomercials have delighted me for countless hours alone. That's been a reward for me.
Mr. Microphone. Hey, good looking. Be back to pick you up in a minute. There's already five guys in a two-seater. How many more can you squeeze into that vehicle? But and then the racially offensive guy who was just sort of scatting down the street, the black man. Hey, cha-cha-cha-pa, wow. Yeah, it was a different time. Ron?
Yes, how are you this morning?
Great, Ron. Thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Ron, I have not only questions for you, but a few inventions I'd like to pitch.
Let's have one.
I know you're always looking at...
I know the public is just dying to wait for those products.
Oh, well, now you say that with your tongue planted firmly in your cheek, but you're not going to be laughing so hard when you hear these inventions.
I'm sure I won't.
An entrepreneur like yourself is going to pick some of these up and run with them. First off, you're set for life, right? You never have to work another day?
Well, that's if I die in about 2 weeks.
You have enough money. You choose to work. You enjoy it. It's your muse, right?
Yes.
Because I still see you doing... You're still doing the commercials.
Still doing the stuff for the new people and...
Yeah.
And I'm also in the casino business, but most people don't know that.
Oh, are you?
Wow.
What do you do? What do you got?
I sit on the board of MGM Barrage.
Wow.
And I was with Steve Wynn for 23 years. And
wow.
When Kerkorian bought him out, I was asked to join that group. And so there's another side of my life that most people don't know.
Could you do me a favor and ban me from your casino?
Which one?
I like the MGM. What else you got?
We'll ban you from that one.
Oh, do the MGM, because I just want to be... I want to be with a chick, and I want her to say, hey, let's go to the MGM Grand and do some gambling. It's great fun. I'm sorry, I can't go to the casino. What happened? Banned.
What happened?
Part of the ban is I can't talk about it, but to suffice to say, I was up. Oh, yeah.
You were up?
That's going to be our story.
Oh, if you're up, you know, I'm down.
That's my point. Hey, don't worry. I won't go up. You won't go down. I just want to be banned. I want the official ban from a casino, right, and then I can just
tell
check
me about
that off.
Your products.
Oh, okay. Ron does better radio than I do. Here, okay. All right. First off, how about this? A helmet brake light for motorcycles. Now, just dig this, Ron. They, in 1986, they made a rule that said all automobiles had to have the third brake light up high, higher than the normal brake lights on a car, which should be 18 inches or 2 feet above the ground. This new one had to be up 4 feet, 5 feet above the ground. It stopped rear-end collisions by like 75%.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a motorcycle and you get hit from the rear, you're dead.
You know, it's a pretty good idea, but I'm confident that if you look in the patent office, someone has already patented that product.
Yeah, sounds like
okay,
it.
Okay, Wiseacre. You got me on that one, because I did.
You know why I say that? I say that because when I created the Inside the Eggshell Egg Scrambler,
mm-hmm,
and I had to do some research to find out how many crazy people would have thought about that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not how it would end up and how it would work, but how many people would have an idea that would create and scramble an egg inside the shell? There were seven people. Seven different kinds of products.
I know.
In the patent office to scramble an egg in the shell. What you're talking about is something that's too logical and does make sense.
Yet you've never seen one on a cyclist or motorcyclist.
I have a question. Can you patent an invention that isn't even really possible to be made at this point? Like, I want the brain phone.
Yeah, something in the future.
You have to have some kind of the idea. You have to have some kind of design and shape. How is it going to function?
Well, it's going to be
what you're patenting.
Some sort of chip inside and
no, you can't
device inside your head.
No, you can't. In your head.
Well, what about this? So if seven people already held the patent to something that scrambled an egg inside the shell,
but they have different ways of doing it, and
that's what
they're patenting.
Ooh.
Not the idea of scrambling eggs in the shell.
Okay.
Seven different ways of scrambling an egg inside a shell.
Well, you know how many different ways you can skin a cat? Same thing. Write that down. You need a cat skinner.
Why wasn't that on the list of number ones?
All right, here's one. Here's one, Ron. You're gonna be all over this. A microwave that'll handle foil. All the metallic stuff that has to pass through the microwave.
Absolutely, the technology is not there yet, and that's why it hasn't reached the marketplace.
You know why it's not there? Because people like you aren't working on it.
You're absolutely
right. You're turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to my ideas.
Absolutely great idea, and
wow.
I'm sure the people who make microwaves have thought about trying to figure out how to way to get metal to work in a microwave.
Well, the technology's been around for like 45 years.
Not for metal.
No, I know, but the microwave is virtually unchanged in 40 years. You'd think they'd work on this. That way you take all that take-home food and all that takeout stuff, slide it right in there.
You're missing out. You should be moving over to my job.
All right, here's one. Here's one that's going to make me rich and you richer. The toilet timer. How many times has this happened to you? You get the phone call. You're doing your business. You're doing a number two on the toilet. And then you realize, if I flush the toilet now that I'm done, the guy on the other line is going to know that I'm making a kiki.
Every day.
So you can do that thing where you try to hold the phone out and do it with your foot. Try that before. Or you can do that thing that I do where I go, I'll get back to it in a couple of minutes, and then I forget about it, and then my wife comes running out of the bathroom 5 hours later screaming at me, what the hell is this? What kind of sick individual? If the toilet had a timer, you flush it, 5 seconds later, flushes.
I think a better idea would be just a silent toilet flusher.
Mm.
They'll always be silent.
Yeah, well, that's good, except for it's really hard to silence the water rushing through the bowl.
Well, that's where the invention would come through.
Well, how about instead of redoing the whole toilet, we just get some sort of timer that'll flush. It could be fitted to any existing toilet.
The problem with buttons is they never fall off. The problem with timers is they don't always work.
Well, all right. Okay.
And then...
Yeah, then there's trouble. I know, but I already have that trouble. Oh, I got more ideas for you. How about I got a gay beverage here, like a sort of Gatorade, but for the gays. We could work on that. Wouldn't have to change the name that much. These people need extra vitamins and minerals that we couldn't even begin to understand.
They work out more than they
work out. They lose fluid.
How do you know so much about that?
Oh, believe me.
Plenty of zinc.
I'm on the internet. I know what goes on in the gay world. Hey, Ron, can you hang on a second? Because we got to take a break. But I have more ideas for you.
Yeah, I'm waiting with bated breath.
All right. I detect a note of sarcasm in his voice.
No.
All right, buddy. Hang on. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Remember, he loves you too.
Yes, he does. Phone number 866-901-ADAM. We have Ron Popeil on the phone, I should say, for just a couple more minutes. Then we got news and sports. Ron, are you there? All right. Now Ron's there. Ron?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Ron. Ron, we're both genius entrepreneurs.
DMN.
I'm pitching my ideas to Ron in good faith, knowing he'll kiss me and any profits that come from them. Ron, I'm reading something here. It says over $2 billion in sales from his gadgets and devices. You got the Popeil Pocket Fisherman.
What is that? Is that like Pocket Pool?
Pocket Fisherman? It's a fishing pole.
Where have you been?
She's been in Canada.
Where have you? Well, they have a lot of them up in Canada.
Yeah, they move a lot of those units up there.
Absolutely. Ice fishing.
Yeah.
I've ice fished.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Ice fishing is a great excuse to get away from the old lady and get loaded for 9 hours.
Oh, boy, don't I know it.
Because that's the way you do it. You get the auger, you go out in the lake, you sit in the shed, and you just hammer beers and get S-faced and do nothing. That's really what it's about. It's not really about fishing. It's about getting hammered. Ron also is the genius behind the hairspray in a can. Now, did that stuff...
What?
GLH.
GLH 9. Did that stuff used to be called Top Coverage, or was that another company?
That's another company. Mine comes out of an aerosol can to make it convenient for the consumer.
Uh-huh.
Great product.
Yeah. I used to remember the commercial. It won't come off on upholstery. That would be embarrassing. What's this black crap all over the sofa? My hair?
Hey.
Yeah. You use that stuff yourself, do you not, Ron?
Yes, I do.
Also,
use all my products.
The Vegematic, the Inside the Egg Scrambler.
Food dehydrator, too. He stars in that infomercial. That's
some of your
best work.
Beef
I think.
Jerky.
Yeah.
Everybody likes beef or turkey jerky.
Definitely.
Yeah. You should have been nominated for like a ace for that dehydrator.
Absolutely.
Commercial. Let me give you a couple more. So Ron and I went over a few of my inventions: the helmet brake light, the microwave that takes foil, the gay beverage. Because again, why shouldn't these people have their own FUBU?
You don't have a turkey fryer in that list of new products.
No, that's one of yours, right?
Yeah, I just want to know if you're coming up with some competition here.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't
make some changes.
No, my thing is I want us to pair up. You're Sears, I'm Roebuck. We get together. We make magic.
That's why they drop Roebuck.
We get rich. We laugh all the way to the bank. Although, as we've established, Ron doesn't need money anymore. He just does it for the love of the game, right?
I do it for the love of the game is correct.
How about this one? My toilet flush timer, which he wasn't wild for. How about this one, Ron? This is one I need. Each year, the cost of heating oil goes through the roof, and people are living in these 3,000-4,000 square foot homes, heating the entire home. Meanwhile, they're sitting in one room, in the den, glued to the television set. This would not have to happen if we had my invention, the heated sofa. Warming.
I would love that.
Your butt cockles.
Well, they have those heated seats in cars, or you could opt for a plane ticket to Miami.
Yeah, but see, if we had the heated sofa, you would never have to leave your house.
That should absolutely be an option when you go to buy furniture.
And here's the thing. Yeah, you can...
Why isn't it already out there?
Yeah, people... But it is.
It's out there in vibrating chairs.
But not in the sofa.
Cars.
What about the sofa?
I say, credit
more,
goes
if
to...
If you have more than one sofa in the house,
would
you have all of them heated?
Okay.
No, just
Paul Peel deserves credit for not just placating you. He's not just patronizing you, signing off on everything you throw out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kudos.
I want the heated sofa to be the one that you hump on.
Yes.
Because, you know, girls always get cold without the blankets.
Oh,
so if you had the heated sofa, you would probably have more sofa sex.
Yes, that would be the humping sofa.
Yeah.
Ron, how say you?
I think she's on to something now.
Yes, yes.
And now you're talking Paul Peel's language.
If you saw her, you'd be on to her. Yeah. Ron, God bless you. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you so much, folks. Have a great Happy New Year.
All right. Really, if I see one of these infomercials on late night that's either the gay beverage or the heated sofa.
Or the turkey fryer.
Or the turkey fryer, that's yours. But if I see one of mine, you will hear from my attorneys.
I hope so.
All right, Ron. Thanks, you very much.
Have a good one.
The great Ron Popeil, everybody. And now, speaking of great, the woman who loves to hump on furniture, Rachel Perry with the news.
I'm Rachel Perry. This is the news. Questioning of Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito is expected to last 7 hours today. In the second day of questioning and a week-long confirmation hearing, Alito was noncommittal yesterday in his comments about abortion, saying he would keep an open mind. Senate Judiciary Committee's leading Democrat says he was troubled by some of Alito's responses. A 10-hour standoff with two armed bank robbers near Walt Disney World in Florida leaves one suspect dead after being shot by a police sniper. The four hostages that were being held by the man and woman wearing masks and wigs were unharmed, though at one point a hostage was used as a shield by one of the robbers.
Definitely not a Jew. Are we playing that, or is this just the news? All right, write that down. We got to play that. Whenever you use someone as a shield, definitely not a Jew. Go ahead.
Apparently, Elvis inspires obsessive behavior. In two stories this week, In California, hundreds of pieces of Elvis memorabilia were auctioned off by a longtime collector who wanted to win back his girlfriend after she said, "You leave the Elvis clothes or I'll leave you."
Wow.
Also, a woman in Australia recently stabbed her boyfriend repeatedly about the back, shoulder, and thigh as her 35-year-old boyfriend became obsessed with Elvis's Burning Love and played it over and over and over.
Wow. That's ironic what that he's singing of love and being stabbed simultaneously. Yeah, I have one of his pubes I bought from his housekeeper who worked for him in Graceland early 70s. I keep it in my wallet.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Okay, later.
Okay.
Okay, more news. World champion and U.S. Olympic skier Bodie Miller claims to have been testing the credibility of news magazine show 60 Minutes after recently appearing on the program, saying he has raced while still feeling the effects of alcohol, but says he wasn't drunk, he was hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Wirth, director of the School of Communication at the University of Denver, says that there are things on the line for both Bodie and 60 Minutes here. Bodie has a Nike sponsorship. 60 Minutes has their credibility on the line. This is Wirth weighing in on the question at hand.
I saw that interview, by the way. Do you have it?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
And the question is, what's the definition of wasted? And so, does wasted mean that you're drunk, or does wasted mean that you're hungover?
Yeah. Wasted means drunk, not hungover. Yeah. I saw the interview on 60 Minutes. Bodie's kind of a blowhard, and he's like one of these screw you to the establishment dudes, but he also gets millions of dollars from the establishment. So he wanted to be sort of a rebel. And whenever 60 Minutes sends a guy out to interview anybody, these guys are like in their 90s. It's like the Crypt Keeper is going out to interview the young guy who flies in the face of the establishment. Man, he's got his own style. He's reckless. He's a rebel. And so he was sort of bragging that he went out celebrating after the World Cup and then did the slalom loaded. And he really just said he was drunk. And then, of course, when the man, because whoever was interviewing him had gray hair and wore a suit, said, "Well, would you do it again?" "Oh, so that means you're not going to do it again?" Because he said it was very dangerous. He said, "No, man, I may do it again." Because when the man asks you something, you just have to say no. Yeah, he seems like an a-hole.
And finally,
and who gives a rat's ass about skiing anyway? Every 4 years it comes up, we try to fashion these guys into heroes. "Oh, my, the world's greatest American downhill skier since Phil Mayer in 1974. I mean, who cares? Nobody cares about skiing. Please. Go ahead.
Apparently, the CEO of Andro Medical, which is a men's medical company.
Let me say this about skiing. You know, 90% of skiing is people talking about skiing. They love to say, "Where are you going?" "I'm going out to Mammoth. I'm in this Aspen. This I got the rack. You see the racks?" Yeah, yeah.
This
skiing,
is
yeah, powder. "Oh, man, the powder. You ever been to Jackson Hole?" "No, dude." "Oh, that powder. Up to your neck, man. Moose, just see the antler sticking out of it, man." Totally. Not tack powder, but powder. "It's awesome, man. We're going this weekend. It's good. All the dudes, we're all going. You can't go? Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. I got ski racks. You see the ski racks? Yeah, see this? These are called gaiters. Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. Powder up there. It's awesome, man. Awesome powder. You see this windbreaker? Yeah, yeah. That's what I wear. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm a ski guy. I like talking about skiing. 90% of skiing is talking about skiing, coming back with that sunburn on your face with the glasses, explaining to everybody who you work with where you were. You don't know where I was? Last weekend? What'd you do last week? You rake the leaves, tear out Jack's Hole. It's powder up there, man. It's awesome stuff, man. You got to go check it out, man. Never been? It's awesome. It's a way of life, man. Do you see the racks? Look at the racks. Look at the racks in a Suburban. I put the skis on the rack. The car could hold 80 skis because it's a Suburban, but I got the racks up there. Put on top. That's powder. It's packed. It's like snow bunnies up there. It's awesome, man. We head in, man. We sit by the fire. We drink hot toddies, man. A lot of powder up there. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's awesome
stuff, man. Way of life. Awesome.
That's an astute observation.
Yeah,
Adam.
You don't ski? I ski, man. It's awesome. It's awesome powder. Never been to Jackson Hole, huh? Man, God's country. Awesome powder up there. Yeah. Softball, no one talks about. They just play. No one brags about playing softball. They just enjoy actually playing it.
It's just too expensive and remote to do often enough, so you have to find your joy in speaking about it with other people when you meet like-minded people.
You see the racks on the Subaru? That's for my softball bat. That's where I keep it, man. Yeah. Yeah, I wore my cleats in today. What of it? That's right. I'm wearing stirrups. Sure. I play softball. It's awesome. Packed brick dust out on the diamond. Awesome. Powder. Yeah. Yeah, people who ski are blowhards, and they just want to talk about it to other people. That's all. That's what I've learned from skiing.
It's a bonding. It's a bonding thing. Did you see me and David Alan Greer the other day
talking
about snowboarding?
Oh, how was it? Awesome powder. Right. Not pack powder, but powder. Awesome stuff, man. Never been? Oh, you never been to Mammoth? Awesome. Powder. Awesome.
Can I go on?
Powder. Awesome. You never been? Awesome.
Actually, I pre-record all my segments on the show.
All right.
I want to talk about penis size. This is my last story.
Packed penis. Awesome. Penis pack.
Apparently the average world size...
Packed penis power. Powder-packed penis. Awesome. Boss, you never been? Never been to penis? Never been to penis hill?
You ever been to penis hill?
I've been to penis hill, man.
I've been to penis hill.
Packed power of penis hill. You been to Jackson Hole, Penisville? Packed penis, man. Yeah. Got a penis racks on top of the blazer. You see that? So I keep my penis. It's packed powder. Then I have a Jackson Hole, the packs of powder with my penis. It's awesome. Awesome, man. Way of life. You see where I got this? It's a sunburn. It's penis packed for awesome stuff. It's good, man. It's way of life. You couldn't understand. I wouldn't expect you to understand. It's awesome. We sit there. We sit by the fire. We head into the chalet. We drink hot toddies. Talk about packing penis. Up at Jackson Hole. Yeah, Jackson Hole packed penis. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Way of life. Got the racks.
The average size of a world penis, average world size of a penis when it's erect is 14 centimeters or 5.5 inches. I think that people should start measuring their penises in centimeters.
5.5.
Yeah, 5.5. Someone did a study and says that biggest, France.
Mm, really?
Yep. 6.2 inches.
Wow.
That doesn't sound that big for the biggest penis.
It's not. I mean, no.
Not at all.
No. Barely pack any powder with that kind of penis.
All right, let's wrap this study up. Let's wrap the study on penis size up as quickly as possible. And as soon as the results are in, then let's move on to cancer.
That is a rough draw if you're working at the lab. You got to go measure the erect penises. Really? I couldn't feed the rats Coke? No. We need you on penis patrol. Packing powder.
Well, I'm Rachel Perry, and that is the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
While the NFL continues to wait for Reggie Bush to officially announce he's going pro. Looks like Lendell White's all set to sneak in the back door. He's supposed to announce he's going pro later on today, which means he'll be joining Matt Leinart and inevitably Reggie Bush. So no running backs, no QB. Fortunately, as I mentioned earlier, Dave Damashek, fully eligible.
Yeah, 4 years. Plus
hear
a
me now,
year.
Pete Carroll. Yeah. Bruce Sutter, lights-out closer for the Cubs and Cardinals, elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame yesterday. He'll be the only inductee in 2006.
Rachel Perry over the moon.
Yes.
Over the moon about that.
Last night in the NBA, Clippers get back on track by beating Orlando. Sacramento loses. Phoenix loses in triple overtime.
What?
Painful loss.
Whoa. I can't believe it.
Jury selection has begun for the city of Anaheim's lawsuit against the Angels. The people there are upset, of course, about Angels owner Artie Moreno's decision to change the name from Anaheim Angels to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I got to say, I'm with the people of Anaheim.
Travesty.
Now, yep. I have to get onto this. This is I'm red in the face, as you can see. I have been all day about this. As I mentioned earlier, I sat down with Chris Berman. He flew all the way. He was kind enough to fly all the way
out here.
Yeah, He came all the way out from Connecticut, where ESPN does.
Yeah.
You know, he's an ESPN legend, Sports Center legend. It was what a thrill. I grew up watching him. He wants to interview me because I'm on the sports guy in the radio show. The bit, the
you're
high
new,
profile.
You're hot. Yeah.
I was over the moon about this, and things just didn't go well. I mean, I take part of the responsibility for what happened.
Sure.
If you saw it on SportsCenter last night, but you have to, if you pay attention to Chris Berman, he was off his game.
It seemed like he was a little out of line.
Let me play you what happened, and I just want to say up front, Ace, I feel embarrassed. I hope I haven't brought any shame to the show, but let me play it for you right here.
Okay.
You're looking around. You're one of the few left shooting bullets out of the Alamo. A lot of guys are falling left and right. Things are different. Did you think you'd be here, Tom?
First of all, my name is Dave. But secondly, I'm not sure I understand what you mean by the Alamo. I don't really know what that has to do with me being on the Adam Carolla show, but maybe you're trying to be metaphorical, and I'm just being a little dense. So I maybe it's best if we just move on here.
Mm-hmm. Tom, is your arm falling off?
Hold it, Tom, again.
Again, my name is Dave. And what do you mean by is my arm falling off? I don't get these
left
questions.
Field.
Are you drunk or something? I don't understand.
Tom, you looking around?
Yeah, I'm looking around. I'm looking around for a hidden camera like this is some kind of joke. What kind of interview is this? And let me tell you this, fat man.
Ooh.
You call me Tom one more time, I'm going to beat you with this chair I'm sitting on.
Has this been your best regular season? Do you feel that, Tom?
That's it. I warned you. Now I drop the hammer. Have a little of this.
Wow.
Have a little of that. I'll show you Alamo. Say it again. I dare you to say it one more time.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, I get it. You like being beaten. Well, here you go, fella. How's your arm doing?
See, I apologize again.
Well, you did. I mean, you weren't professional, but he did taunt you.
Am I right that he was? Am I paranoid, or was he pushing buttons there?
I think it was. Oh, well, anyone who saw Everett do his interview with Jim Rome many years ago.
Right, that's exactly
Rams
same
Rams quarterback
sort of
when he charged him. He was antagonized. He shouldn't have done it,
me.
But he was antagonized.
And to what end is my question?
Well, to the end of your sports.
Dave Tomaszek's number one sports.
All right, we need to take ourselves a little break. We're going to have our booker, Mike August, who has not booked a date with any females in 4 years, and I've told him to lay off himself the last few days, see if he could get some of the Eye of the Tiger back. We'll see how that pledge is going. We also brought a couple of the foxy ladies over at sales in to give him an evaluation. Let's hope he does better than the 6.5 Rachel Perry game. All that after
this. Yeah,
it
was a 6-7.
That's 6.5.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM. I'm hungry.
Yeah. We have business to get to involving Big Tad and our booker, Mike August. But first, an intriguing call. I spoke earlier about a microwave that would take metal or tinfoil. This would change my life. Somebody says, namely John from Seattle, says he has one. John?
Hey, Adam.
Yes, I'm prepared to be disappointed, by the way, but go
smells
ahead.
Smells like a Baba Booey.
What do you got?
No, it's not a Baba Booey. Me and my wife just bought a GE Profile,
mm-hmm.
and it has these stainless steel racks that go in the middle of the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is they have plastic clips on the side that hold them.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it doesn't touch the sides of the microwave, it won't arc.
Yeah, but how come when I take home the Chinese food in the cardboard container and it has a little metal hanger thing and I make the mistake and throw it in late night drunk and fire thing up, sparks go shooting from that hanger thing, which is suspended above the microwave floor?
Well, you need to replace that $10 microwave you bought.
No, I disagree. I think this rack is made out of some sort of alloy that's microwave acceptable, but that's not the foil you and I use when we take home Italian food.
Is John at home right now?
You at home right now, John?
I'm at work.
Darn. No. I think you should call us and go
is your
and
wife
put
at
some
home?
Metal
yes.
in the microwave.
Is your wife at home?
No, she's not.
Nobody's at home?
Nope.
All right. I'm going to ransack the house.
Okay.
All right, John, here's what we need to do. Call us back tomorrow, put a ball of foil in there, and I'm going to hear it explode, all right? All right, John. What do you do? Where are you working?
I work in Seattle. I set tile.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You a sanded grout man or a non-sanded man?
Sanded all the way. Non-sanded is garbage.
Yeah, that's what I say, too. All right, buddy. Have fun with that notch trowel.
All right, see you later.
All right. We will now get back to business at hand. We were speaking since Monday about Mike August, who's the show's booker, getting such top names like Ron Popeil to call in. I mean, There's nobody in this town with a Rolodex as big as Mike August. Ron Popeil, a phoner from the great Ron Popeil. I mean, Jesus, where do you go? My question is, where do we go from here?
Couldn't get him into the studio.
We could get Tom Cruise and Katie and Brad Pitt and Angelina in here. Just be a big step down from Ron Popeil on the phone.
Okay,
God bless
so
you, Mike.
Discuss tomorrow's guest.
You need a who do we got? Eartha Kitt is mailing us something. What do we got for tomorrow? What
you
can
really
we look forward to?
You know, we pulled off.
Oh, Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
New studio tomorrow morning.
You
courtesy
are
of Mike.
You are redeemed. And speaking of pulling off, so much ground to cover. We brought the foxy ladies of sales here.
Speaking of microwaves, this place is heating up.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but I don't judge dudes' looks. I don't do that. I just don't know what they look like. I don't know the difference between Brad Pitt and Big Ted. Although I assume there's some, judging on how often they get laid. But I don't judge, but I do judge a woman's look. And you guys are all foxes. Running free, as Shaq would say. And obviously, there's some connection between radio sales and being foxy. I mean, there's something in the water cooler over there on that side of the building. But it is not a coincidence that everybody on that side of the building who wears a bra and who sells this show is a stone fox, as we used to say in junior high.
Or better yet, doesn't wear a bra.
Ooh.
Hi, ladies.
Can
you
size Adam up, too?
You can go be, feel free.
Well, here's the thing about being a guy. Your looks are important, but your position is important as well. So whereas my looks may not be at the top of the charts, I have such a command of the English language and such a cutting wit that women would just lay down for me. As I pass them on the street in my expensive automobile, I just see them part like reeds, like I'm driving a fan boat through the Everglades.
It goes out the window.
Out the window. So, unfortunately, Big Tad and Booker Mike do not suffer from the same affliction. And neither one of them combined, I think they have over 6 years of not being intimate with a woman. Now, Mike...
Four, by the way.
Four on Mike August's part.
Tad, two.
Big Tad has, too. Mike, it's sort of a self-imposed abstinence. I don't know why he doesn't choose to be with a woman. We figured out that he has himself almost every night, actually more than once a night, to internet porn, and I have surmised that he took his eye away. The tiger has no eye anymore. Yes. You need that. You girls don't understand it. For you, there's an emotional component to it. For us...
Not always.
Well, really? Ooh, I like this.
Not necessarily.
We have a brew that gathers in our soul, and it starts bubbling over, and that motivates us to go out and do everything. It's not just make love to a woman. It's put our shoes on in the morning and address society. We would not be here if not for this carnal need. And I believe that Mike emptying his reserve tanks every night... time after time, has taken away his motivation. It's like a job with no paycheck. He's not interested in money.
It's true.
So I told him 2 days ago to stay off himself. Have you done it?
I have done it. It's been painful. You've interrupted my sleep cycle.
Okay.
I'm now some 50 hours in, and it has been a complete nightmare.
Right. But do you feel...
I feel terrible.
Do you feel circulation coming back in your hands?
Well, since you brought in the sales team, I mean, things have definitely taken a turn for the better, yes.
And,
this is
and Big Tad, I think for Big Tad, it's less self-imposed, and the reasons are more obvious. He has a weight problem. He lives at home. His mother works in a potato chip factory.
She doesn't work there. She's retired. Wait, hold on.
Worse.
She does not work in a potato chip.
She was let go. She was let go from the Lay's plant.
She retired.
All right, she retired.
Tad feels that he's in a bad position today as well. I just heard him before the commercial break saying, oh, gosh, we're doing this. These ladies are here. I didn't even dress up today.
Yeah, as if you're wearing a new wrestling T-shirt. You'd be getting laid.
Hey,
all right.
Come on.
Now, you guys, women all say, oh, well, it's not. It's what's inside. It's the soul and all that. But that has limits. And I think Big Tad is south of that. that limit. That limit is about 250 pounds, and Tad has exceeded that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now,
what's
now
on
Tad,
the inside is two dozen donuts.
Right. Tad, right.
I cut back.
And it's way too long a spelunk to get to what's actually inside right. a Big Tad. So what I'm trying to do is evaluate these guys honestly, and then we're going to work on seeing what we can do about their predicament. Let's start with Mike August. Just a thumbnail sketch, ladies. What do you think? Be cruel. Be honest. What do you think? He's a professional man. There's nothing wrong with him.
Well, right off the bat, I get a little Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Don't you
mm-hmm.
see that a little
astute.
Bit?
Yeah.
He's kind of got the Richard Gere eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, he does.
Wow.
He does.
Wow.
It's all in how you carry yourself. Like he's very comfortable with himself. He dresses mm-hmm. nice.
Well, clearly,
velvet, by the way, not cotton.
He's a guy who did well in the past. He's like the quarterback from a high school team. He's not in good shape now, but he knows during his playing days he was all city, and he carries a certain confidence that comes with that. Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, but that's, you know, those are the glory days. He's a little
right.
soft now, a little soft.
Thank you.
Right. He's lost his edge.
Yeah. Since yesterday.
Would anybody be interested in Mike August?
Well, let's cut to the chase.
Yes.
Size does matter, so
wow.
is this a factor?
Wow.
Is this a factor for you?
Yeah.
I need to know before we go any further.
Is this a factor for me?
Yes.
Mike, be honest, because I've heard stories, legendary stories, Milton yes. Berle-esque
stories
about Mike August. I really have. Kimmel's been telling me since before. We have the same agent. You worked with my agent. He would tell
That's
me
correct.
Stories about trips to Canada,
yes,
debauchery,
yes,
and
yes,
Mike's all. Huge penis. So Mike,
are you talking Boogie Nights?
No. Do not
no,
be modest.
That's
but
too much. So hot.
That's too
That's
much
insanity.
Anyway.
Let's put
if
it this way.
Nights,
Kimmel
you're
all the time.
In trouble.
Mike, you go to Canada. Things are smaller than they are in America.
You just heard the average of 5.5. You just
wow.
heard that was the average.
World average.
5.5, yeah. How with this will you will be able to maintain your dignity and just tell us a percentage. What percentage are you above 5.5?
Percentage. Wow, I didn't know there's going to be a
yeah,
math test.
Break it down math-wise.
I would have to say at least 20%.
20%. So does that put you above 8?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
I heard he has a can of corn in his underpants, lady. Yeah. Well, see the sales ladies. No. Give Mike a rating, a 1 to 10 rating.
If Mike would just maybe do a little weightlifting.
Little weightlifting. Yeah.
Just a little weightlifting. I would give him an 8.
And you'll give him an 8.
Well, you know what? I'm not all about looks. I like the way Mike carries himself. So I give
we're
him points
just
for that.
Physical here.
All right. but again, you can't separate it. It's the whole package.
This is the thing. Yesterday, you guys got mad at me because I wouldn't come up with numbers for these guys. Girls, we don't sit around and do that, do we? We don't. Do you? I don't sit around and just number
no,
out
it's
guys.
The overall, like, first feel.
Right. So first feel somewhere in the 8 category.
Yes.
If you copped a first feel.
Two-fist.
It would be in the two-fist feel. Wow. Now
second
I'm getting around.
Sales lady.
That's generous.
Yes. I think that's Taryn.
Second sale. Taryn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sales lady number 2. How say you?
I would say when I first saw you, you look like a nice guy, and I don't want to fall in the category that nice guys fall ass or whatever, but you're too nice.
Too nice.
And he's too nice. Where does Tad sit? I can't wait to get to that.
Yeah.
We'll
not
get to that.
Guys, give him a number. Number up.
I would say a 6.
You giving Tad a 6?
No, Mike.
Oh, giving Mike a 6. Whew. Yeah.
Wow. Ouch.
I was going to hit her with the microphone. You get 6. All right. And
wow.
we're running out of time here, but we'll get back to the Tad ratings after this. All right. You guys hang out. I'm getting aroused. I'll tell you why I'm getting aroused. Because every day at this time, I get aroused. No, I'll tell you why I'm getting aroused. Because a lot of guys like the stripper vibe, you know, the big wedgy heels and the sparklies and the tats and all that. Not me. I like the professional lady who thinks like a stripper. That's what we have in our sales staff here. All right, speaking of staff, more talk about Mike's crank, and we'll rate Big Tad, all that, after this.
Listen to Adam Carolla Show.
call Adam now at 866-901 Adam.
Wow, so much show left, so little time to do it in. We have Kelly, Taryn, Angie, and Brittany from our sales staff here. And I said go get the foxy ones out of the sales room over there across the hall, but they're all foxy. We just got four. We got everyone who works in sales in general is attractive. I think it's part of the gig, right? It helps?
It helps.
Yeah. You're sitting across from some guy. You're trying to he sells treadmills for a living. You want him to buy spots on my show. He's his marriage isn't so great. He's not ready to cheat. He's not ready to cheat, but it's a lot easier. It's easier to say no to someone who's ugly.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, even if someone tries to give me something if they're ugly. Yeah. Ah, hey, would you like $20, sir? Ah, Quasimodo, get away from me, badass. You use the 20, buy yourself some workout equipment, you pig. Get away.
But you're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
Yeah, but when you're foxy, it's just yes, yes, and more yes. The door's just open. Speaking of foxy, Mike August is here. He does the booking on the show. Again, A-list celebs like Ron Popeil phoning in. And Big Tad, who's really just the... I was going to call him the show flunky, but he's really a life flunky. He's everyone's flunky. He's Big Tad. He's lovable. Obviously, morbidly obese, hence the big part.
Overbeast?
Overbeast. Overweight. Morbidly obese and morbidly overweight and magically delicious. Big Tad in here. We're just getting a rating of Mike. Mike got a 6 and he got an 8. Kelly and Taryn, I think. Angie and Brittany are now up. What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with a 7.5.
7.5.
7.5.
7.5. Right.
He was in here bribing them in the commercial break.
Yeah,
bribing.
He was.
Hardly.
I don't want to say.
Offering.
I don't want to.
7.5, yes. And Brittany, how say you?
Well, taking into account the 6.5 thing that we were talking about earlier, that mm-hmm. kind of brings your score down to about a 5.
Wow.
Sorry, I was told to be honest.
Because his phallus is only 6.5 inches, his score drops?
Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Wow.
That's who's selling your show.
Isn't that what we're talking about here?
Wow. All right.
That averages out, by the way. I've done the math. I'm not good at math, but it averages out to be a little over 6.5.
Okay.
Just all right. Demoralizing. That's including Rachel's 6-7. Yes.
So my original score yes. seemed to be.
You're right on. Quite the prognosticator. And now, Big Tad, what do we think, ladies? Kelly.
Well, in a nutshell, I mean, he's like the lost brother from American Chopper.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Good description,
yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah, lovable.
But
right.
one thing I did hear earlier is that his mom worked at a potato factory. So
potato
he must
chip be. Factory. How
okay,
dare you?
Okay, so he must be good in the sack.
Oh, that's good.
He would know.
So, yes. And final word, he's got lips like sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar kisses.
He is. They are silky and soft to the touch. Right, so what do you?
Sandy for the clients. What's
he
the
is
score?
Turning
what do you give him, Kelly?
Be honest.
I think he's a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably very romantic.
Sure.
I'll give him a 6.
6?
Oh. Wow. That was a high.
Some
out of the business.
Call
done.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation. Get them on the phone. A 6.
I'll be cashing in favors later.
Wow.
Sweet.
All right. 0.6. I'm just doing the math.
This
I'm assuming that's what you meant.
Great.
You get a 6. Karen, how say you?
I have to say my score just went up because when Kelly was giving him her score, he was looking down. He couldn't even look at her.
Yes, he's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say he is a teddy bear. He's so adorable. Mm-hmm. I give him an 8.
An 8.
Oh, please.
Right.
Mike August is appalled right now.
Wow.
You
just answer every question.
You better get an attorney. Listen.
Out of the business, baby.
I'll say Big Tad is a teddy bear, except for the handlebar mustache and the stretch mark. Other than that, there's no difference. Yeah. What
it's
else?
All, it's all well and good to give someone an 8 until you would actually go out and sleep with them.
I know. Be honest. Go ahead. Angie, please, be honest.
I'm going to go with a 7.
What the?
He's adorable. He's absolutely adorable.
What am I, 176?
Wow. Wow. So he's averaging higher than Mike Oil.
This is beyond belief to me.
All right.
Am I the only one?
And lastly, Brittany, what do you say?
Well, let me start by saying he's not morbidly obese. Maybe a little overweight. He could definitely use a treadmill.
Check the body.
Maybe a little overweight.
He's kind of like a white Reuben Studdard, you know, the whole...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right. I can sing for you, too.
Could you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you want me to do.
Want to do a little Spandau Ballet for the
that's
ladies?
So true. Funny how it seems. Oh, that's all I know.
Okay.
So I just went down.
So, Brittany, wow. Brittany, what number do we give?
I'm going to give him a 10.
Oh. Let's take him home, girl.
Let me explain.
Minus the zero.
Let me. Let me explain what just happened there. That was essentially when they bring the Special Olympics kid out, and they bring him out to Dodger Stadium, and he throws the ball to the first baseman, and the first baseman pretends like it hurt his hand. Wow, that was charity and nothing more, nothing less.
And may I say this quickly? Tad mentioned to me before the babes walked in mm-hmm. that he fancied Brittany.
She struck his fan. She struck his fan.
Yeah,
he has it for a bag.
Wow. And then you give him a 10.
You're really just mocking him right now. Until you go out on a date with him.
Brittany, you haven't even gone on a date.
I would be willing
you
to take
no
him
idea.
Out on a date.
All right. Let's do it.
Really.
All right. Hold on a second. First off, two things, Brittany. For your own safety, keep a meatball in your pocket. If Tad starts charging you, throw the meatball in the other direction. Get him distracted, and then you can get into your car safely. Brittany, I would like you to take the two boys out, men out, and then give us your impression of the date. That would be awesome. The beautiful Brittany. We're running out of show. I have to give thanks for due. We will pick this up tomorrow. Brittany, this is not just a radio thing.
This is not a radio thing. I will take them out.
Jay Hernandez from Hostel, Ron Popeil, the great Ron Popeil, also our beautiful sales girls, and tomorrow, Quentin Tarantino, Kevin Nealon, wow, from the ashes, Mike August has resurrected his book and self. All right.
10 in the booking department.
Beautiful. We'll pick this up tomorrow, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.